You are listening to a replay of Madhouse Radio.
Well, I think you should fucking hang up or I'm going to find out who you are and punch your fucking face in. How's that?
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
Please welcome for the first time inside Yo. Sleep 96. Please welcome, welcome the Notorious. The Notorious.
Madhouse, Scotty House, Madhouse, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Madhouse Radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? And fuck you all, too. It is Madhouse Radio. You're listening to the show. We're here tonight, August the 10th. It's a Thursday night. It's 10:15 p.m. We're late, as usual, casually late, and a very smart late. And here with me, via satellite link up, we have a few important players here. Now, first of all, I am very happy to announce that returning to the Madhouse after a long hiatus is none other than three-time world soccer champion out of the Virgin Islands, the Milkman. What's up, Milkman? How you doing, man?
Hello, Carlito.
How you doing there,
I'm
Milkman?
Back from my national tour.
That's awesome. You had a great time over there and on vacation talking to us.
Yeah, man, I tell you what, man, this whole Rascal Scooters tour of the nation is great, man. You know, they had me on La Tour de
France. Okay, and you did well. How'd you pull out? What place?
Last place? Well, man, I placed 1,000th.
1,000th out of 1,001.
Out of 900.
Out of 900. Imagine that. Wow. Yes. Some people actually jumped in the race and beat you out to it. The press corps.
They broke the rotten jug of milk over my head in honey, man. Jesus. It was wonderful. And thanks a lot for having me back.
Hey, man,
I sure missed all our friends out there. Carlito, my brother.
My
sure
brother.
Missed you.
Mi hermano is back. And then, of course, we also have tonight joining us from the great state of Texas, we have Mr. Cloned Homegrown on the line with us tonight for the entire show. Clone, what's up, man? How you doing?
What it be?
Not much, man. We're just here chilling out. And Clone, of course, is taking a bong rip. Living the dream. Clone Homegrown.
Smoke weed every day.
There Fuck the police.
Fuck the police coming straight out the underground. That's how you sing that. Milkman, did you ever smoke bongs, or were you more of a joint person back in the 60s?
Well, actually, man, I was actually a glass steamroller type guy, man.
Okay.
I didn't waste nothing, man. I wanted pure green ag, boy.
Okay, so you smoked out of glass pipes, then?
Glass pipes mostly, yeah. I never put with the bongs. I want direct contact.
Okay.
Mind-blowing, tar-numbing, brain cell-killing hits.
All right. Awesome. Awesome. Well, I'm glad for you.
Amen.
Hey.
Oh, hey. Also, Carlito, I love to do those little batter ups. They used to carry the little batter ups. They used to make them there a few years ago that looked like a cig. Man, I'd drive through traffic with that little aluminum cig looking thing. Right
so
by
when
the top, man. I was bold and stupid.
Yeah, you know, I was in traffic. When was it? The other day. And the car I was behind got to a red light and car had his windows open, and when we started going in, I could just smell the weed just pouring out of, like, I could just smell in the air. I was like, damn. A Clone Homegrown, you got pulled over today on your way to purchase some weed, actually, didn't you?
Yeah, I went to my buddy's house, and they got lucky and pulled me over before I got fucking there, and couldn't bust me for anything but tickets and shit, so...
All right, good. Did they search your car, or you just get pulled over for the speed?
I owe some money.
Okay.
No. Right. I just got pulled over and told him I hate cops, and he's like, we're people too, and I'm like, you know, well, you're people with a badge, and I just don't like authority, and you can kiss my ass. And he's like, well, I can't wait to see you again.
he's got a hit on you, you know. That's sad, man. So what's the total of your tickets? What exactly you get pulled
fine.
Over for? How much are you looking at paying now to the man?
Let me look here. Let me look at this one.
Man, I hate tickets, man. You know? I hate getting a ticket. I hate getting pulled over by the cops, Athena. Athena's here also. Forgot to mention Athena. Little applause for Athena. Very enthusiastic crowd we have here for Athena.
Hey, Athena.
Yeah. She says hi. She has no mic on. And this is our first show without Andy in the post-Andy era. Milkman, any thoughts on Andy? I know you guys were the best of friends.
Yeah, man. I'll tell you, I'm going to miss my brother Andy, man. I hope he's doing well. And I look forward to him coming back as soon as possible, man. Best wishes for Andy, and he'll be missed, but I'm sure he'll be back, and better fortunes to him.
Yeah. So, dude, luckily for him, he's not flying. I would hate to be flying right now. Are you aware of what transpired
man,
today in the UK?
Yeah,
man. He'd be stuck in an airport probably right now. You never know what's going to happen. So
hope he doesn't have any Gatorade on him.
Yeah. You know, here's the thing that we're talking about. I don't know if you people haven't heard, or we play the news at the beginning of the show. That's a new feature. We're going to play the CNN headline news or whatever for like 2 minutes before the start of the show. But, yeah, here's what happened. I guess there were 21 Muslim Asian men in the U.K. who got arrested in connection. They were in the final stages of, I guess they were going to board either 6 to 8 planes. From Britain to the UK and explode liquid explosive devices. Is that what it is, Milkman? I think so, right? From what we're understanding.
Yeah, actually they were devising Gatorade in baby formula bombs.
Yeah. And
you know,
I guess
they stopped the actual breast milk bomb.
Yes, they did figure out how to do that.
Going to the baby bombs.
Now, you know, they're just going to have to shove a bunch of thermites in woman's vagina and just set it off at some point. I don't know what else they could do at this point. So you can't travel right now with any liquids. You can't, you know, bring a bottle of water with you on the plane right now. And here's what I'm seeing that's going to happen. They said that they were going to detonate these things with iPods and stuff. iPods and disposable cameras. So you probably won't be able to fly with your iPod anymore.
Well, actually,
yeah. Go ahead, Milk.
Actually, I had a friend went to the airport today, and she's one of the administrators here with our RASP of the United States in the Virgin Islands. But she went to go and board the plane, and also, like most of these people with the newer cars, got the remote control buttons, you know, to open the doors and turn on and off the security system.
Keyless entry for the
remote. Banning those. You're not even allowed to take them into the plane. You have to, like, leave that $250 door opener at the airport. You can't even get on. Now, ain't that crazy?
Yeah. That is crazy.
There's, a whole fucking list that they have.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm talking about, I think it's something like no beverages, no hair gel, no shampoo, no hand lotion.
Yeah, no mouthwash.
No mouthwash. No Gatorade bottles for sure. You probably, I don't know.
You go on the plane, you got stinking breath.
Yeah, what are you going to do, man? I guess you got chew gum. I mean, it sucks because for me, a guy like me, I'm diabetic. You know, I have to take meds, and they're liquid meds, and they have to stay cold. They're actually, you know, they're in syringes and stuff. And,
yeah.
And I can't get on the plane now with them unless I'm gonna have to go through a lot of shit at the airport to get through my. Well, I just have to pack it. It has to stay cold.
You might stick somebody to death with a hypodermic, you darn probable terrorist.
I'll pump them full of insulin. That's what I'll do. But regardless, so that's what's going on. So Andy's not here. He's gone to Chicago. He won't be joining us. He might be joining us like Milkman and Clone here are online, in audio form only. But that won't be for
Andy.
Yeah, we do miss Andy. We could call him. The bastard doesn't even have a cell phone. He's on the road now. He's driving. So I won't be able to talk
bastard.
To him. He's
Prank
a
him.
Bastard. Well, hopefully he gets his job and he won't be such a cheap bastard. You know. Yeah. Anyway, so
it's
that's
about time, man. He needs to get out of that darn spaghetti shop and get back in the truck driving world.
Yeah. Well, he's going to be an air conditioning tech, but we'll play this for Andy real quick here. Goodbye to Andy forever on the show.
Salute.
There goes Andy driving away with his pit bull who just got neutered. And this is also for his dog, Cab.
You should have untied him from the bumper first.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, just like National Lampoon's Family Vacation. Yeah, would that suck if Andy stopped at a rest stop and tied Cap up to the the old bumper and just drove off with him, and he gets pulled over by a cop, just like Clone Homegrown did.
Everybody raise your Cap guns and salute.
Yeah, and this is for Cap, who lost his nuts last week. Okay, that's enough. That's for Cap's nut. That's his left one, and here's his right one. Okay, we got that out of our system, so. Yeah. Milkman, is your cat neutered or spayed?
Dog's telling me to turn my mic up.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, turn it up. You can turn it up if you want. We can't hear you well. That's fine. That's fine. So your cat is fixed then, Andy.
All
right. Milkman. Look at this. I'm messing up.
No, my cat. No, she's not fixed, man. She's breedable, but she's way too small and wild for me, man.
And Clone, he had his wife fixed, which is a funny thing because they don't have any kids yet, but...
Yeah.
Obviously, Clone is not looking to spread his seed. Very good. Good for you. Good for you. So, how about we go ahead and do a prank call here, gentlemen?
Not soon, anyway.
No, not soon.
All right.
Milkman, sure, you want to try to do a prank call, Milkman?
Hey, Carlito.
Yeah, what's up? Yeah, Milkman.
I just was wondering, man, has Nunu sent in any juicy tidbits, Jack Bellini, or any of his other wonderful numbers he pulls in?
That's a good question, Milkman. Very good question. Nunu has sent in a number for for a fat rights activist conference. Oh, shit. What? Fat rights.
Maybe Andy will be there.
Yeah. Man, see, times like this. A fat rights activist conference. Man. They're called the NAFA, NAAFA.
I'm macaroni and cheese now, Carlito. So I'm welcome in here.
I have to do John the 482-pound man to call these people. I love that voice.
Yeah, the Fat Albert John guy. Yeah,
Fat Albert. I'll just turn into Fat Albert too. Like, hey, all my life.
You mix it up.
All right. So, well, what do you think? What do you think this stands for? NAAFA, is that National Association for the Advancement of Fat Asses? NAAFA? Do you think it's fat advocacy or something? I don't know.
Fat American.
Fat Americans. I think fat Americans.
500 pound asses.
Five asses. Wow. So he's got the number here. He says find where the fatties are and then phone from the front desk and say there have been complaints from the people on the floor below them about a loud thudding sound from above. Okay.
I mean, all the cheese was eaten on the floor and asked for Andy.
Yeah, big Andy. And it says, warn them about the weight limit for the rooms and accuse them of exceeding it. That's funny. So, and he's got me the names.
Yeah,
he's got me names of fatties. Carol Cullum. Man, I wish there were pictures of these people. Nunu, if there's pictures of these people online, I would like to see the fat people.
He probably does have them too. Nunu.
Yeah, Nunu, get us a website for these people. Oh, okay. He said the FA stands for Fat Acceptance. So it's National... What do you think? National Association for the Advancement of Fat Acceptance or something like that. Fat Acceptance. Wow. And they don't even say overweight or husky or something like that. They just say fat. They don't care. Like, yeah, we're fat. Fuck it. What? We're here. That's good. Good for them, man. Good for them.
They don't even give you the chub.
Yeah, exactly.
B-B-W,
yeah.
Baby.
Yeah, we're fat. It's all women. Frances White. Hey, these are fat women names. Here are the fat women names. Peggy, that's a fat woman name. Marilyn is a fat woman name. Frances is definitely a fat woman name. And Carol, with an E at the end, is definitely a fat woman's name. That's what the problem is. You know? If you name your kid a fat
you
person
know, they've got
name.
Now, besides
any woman's
BBW,
name could be a fat woman's name.
They have BHMs, you know.
BHMs? I don't want to know. What is that? Big Hairy...
Okay, BBW for all you out there that don't know, big beautiful woman,
right?
And BHM are big handsome men.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, that's Milkman right there. He's a big handsome man, apparently. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
Brown-eyed handsome man.
Now we know what Milkman's into. He knows all about the big hairy men, big handsome men.
Hi, baby.
Okay, so let's call that conference right quick.
Okay,
I need to.
Nobody's going to know our secret, Carlito. You know they can't find out.
It's between us and us only. So let's go ahead and call these
That's
people.
That's right.
We'll go ahead and call these people right now, and everybody.
Well,
hang
I wasn't
on.
Listening.
Don't worry about it. We're going to call somebody. hang out. We'll be right back after this. First prank of the night coming.
The person in this room is not available to take your call. A valid attendant number has not been specified.
Man.
Bitch.
Quit eating your cheese and answer the phone.
Baby. I know, right? What's she doing? She's probably out partying. So we got a picture of the Carol Cullum lady. And you see this picture cloned in Milkman? Let me send you a link for it, too. It's in the chat room. If you're in the chat room, if you're not in the chat room. You know, we didn't give out the information for the chat room and the websites and the phone
numbers
man, and
all that.
Hey, man,
what's the chat room, man, Carly? I want to get all in there, man. How do we get in there? Help us out.
I'll tell you all in a second, but real quick. Carol Cullum and her partner, Kathy Bream. And they're both holding and embracing each other in this picture. Athena, lesbians? Over here, this screen. We have three screens here in this one computer. Carol Cullum and her partner. Yeah. Now, what does it say, Carrie Cullum and in parentheses L? What does that mean? Libertarian? Or lesbian? You see how it says that?
Probably lesbian.
You know how like a senator will have... you know, an R after his name. Yo, I forgot to take a...
Yeah, or a D.
Clone, I had you on mute on accident. I'm sorry.
Or
if you said anything, we didn't hear you. I apologize. Did you get that picture, Clone?
Yeah,
thanks, man. Did you get the picture of the fat lesbians?
Yeah, I got that. Thanks, man.
Okay.
Nasty.
I'm sure you... Okay, well, if you need that, you know what to do. Let's try to call her.
Yeah, wanker.
Yeah, maybe we get her to pick up. Let's see what I can play here real quick. All right, everybody, we're going to try that again. We'll be right back after this.
Hello.
Hello, is this Ms. Cullum?
Yes, it is.
Ms. Cullum, hi. My name is John Masters.
Yeah?
And I'm calling you from Overeaters Weekly. We do a radio show on the internet for people who are overweight, and we'd like to know if we can speak to you.
No, not right now.
You know you're an inspiration to all of us, ma'am. How hard is it to hang up the phone? Jesus Christ.
Let my honey get her pepperoni out of my slot, and then I'll take your interview.
Damn her, man.
She couldn't hang it up for the fat.
Damn her. Yeah, her she said her shit got all in the way of it.
Fat biatch.
Yeah.
I like them patties, Carl.
Yeah. So, KDK says that... He does Jake. No. KDK does Jill, everybody. KDK does Jake, too. KDK will do a Jake. If you want KDK to do a Jake, if any host on PC will do a Jake, I'd say it would be KDK. Do you agree with that, guys? No comment?
KDK,
I don't know. I guess that would really be up to
K-Bone. K-Bone is not more of a whore than KDK. Who do you think got the most play when they were younger? KDK or K-Bone? I think KDK did.
Yeah, but
KDK is a handsome man.
I think KDK was pretty much a prowler.
KDK is a pretty handsome man. I think he was quite the young dashing gentleman. Doesn't he have a kid? Doesn't he have a daughter or something like that?
Yeah, he's got a daughter, man. And you know he's got that famous backside picture.
Oh, the ass picture,
I swear
to
God, I saw it one time.
That's kind of creepy,
and
actually.
It looked like a damn... Yeah. It looked like a damn girl's backside. I freaked out, dude.
Yeah, well, Jake Rosenthal in the chat room is saying that she didn't hang up. She fainted. That's kind of funny. That's why she said she couldn't talk. She's like, I can't talk.
Oh, my. Overweight is weak.
Oh, I stood up too fast. No. That'd be something. I should call. You know, I'm just gonna call the hotel and say I just stood up too fast. I'm having a diabetic coma. My name is Carol Cullum. There's a guy named Jason here too. We can try to call that guy Jason too. Hang on. Let's do that.
Let's call the whole clan.
Let's try to get someone else. Let's try to get Jason. I forget his
name. Let's switch from an interview to like you're just giving up your own life. And you need to talk to somebody for counseling.
Right. Okay. Jason Daugherty, I believe this guy's name is. We'll try him next.
Baby.
person in this room is not available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
The person in this room
is fat. The person in this room is fat. I have this sound effect that needs to start playing on a show.
We have a lard ass here.
It's what is it now? It's the operator saying the figures you're using to dial are too fat. That's from The Simpsons. It's really funny.
Yeah.
It's an old Simpsons episode.
I remember that.
Yeah. I gotta get that. I'm gonna play that for myself whenever I misdial a number. I'll play that.
Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker.
Yeah. So, Milkman, what else is going on in the world that we can talk about real quick?
Well, actually, now besides this big bomb scare out there, you know, over here, we're having the International Coconut Tree Toss-a-thon, okay? So what we do is we have all these guys climb up in the trees, girls included, and they see how far they can toss a coconut from one tree to the next.
Hmm. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Coconut toss. I thought that was a sexual thing for a second there. You know, Athena, we need to invent the coconut toss. You know, me and Athena are going to work this weekend on a new sexual position.
Some people carve holes in them.
Me and Athena are going to work on a new sexual position this weekend, and we're going to call it the coconut toss. I think it would involve a mound. Yeah, put on your hard hat. We're going in. All right. Oh, man. I've forgotten to mention here, if you want to get a hold of us on the Madhouse, if you have a prank request or a comment, you can, first of all, join the chat room by visiting PCUradio.com, PCU as in Prank Call Underground Radio, PCUradio.com. You can also reach us at MadhouseLive.com. Join the chat room. In either website will take you to the chat room, and you can join us and 52 other people in the chat room. Right, guys? A lot of people in the chat room. A lot of people talking.
Yeah,
very,
man.
Very active.
There's a few Saigons in there being negative as usual.
Of course. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, nothing wrong with that. And Angel Dealer is asking me to call the Dunkin' Donuts guy and ask him about planes and shit. I'm not about to call Dearborn, Michigan talking about planes to a Muslim-owned business.
No, not right now.
Now is not the time.
We're going to have to edit that one.
Yeah, again, we break enough laws around here. You know, I do illegal prank calls. Milkman is into human trafficking. Clone Homegrown is a pot dealer. So, you know, we want to try to keep the law out of our... I know, I'm sorry. I gave you out, I'm sorry.
Now, if we're not going to go with the coconut toss, we can maybe consider a donut toss, but, you know.
No, that's gay. That's the gay version of the coconut toss. You call it the donut toss.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe he's interested in that. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe that's what's going on at KDK's house.
I love asking how they get in.
Never know.
So perfectly round.
Yeah, how do you do that, yo? Yeah, you know, Milkman, you've missed. Have you heard any of those calls of the fuck you bitch motherfucker guy? Are you familiar with this? With your hiatus?
How long ago?
Oh man, this has been I don't know what clone like maybe 2-3 months now. We've been calling this guy. I think. I'd say about 2 months.
Probably that.
Yeah.
No, man, you got to set me up, man. I don't remember this one. This must have come after I lost my internet connection.
Yeah, this is him right here. Listen.
Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker.
That's him. That's the first call him out. He freaked out on me, and he like...
Really?
He was like, fuck you, bitch, motherfucker, and then Andy got on the phone, called him back, and they started fighting with each other, and we've been calling him every week, and he's like our long dog.
Are you sure that's not Wreck?
It's not DTT. And it's not. We thought it was DT. Recluse? No. It's a real guy, man. We can call it. You want to call him? You know, you should talk to him. We'll call him on Skype, and you talk to him. How's that? I want you to talk to this guy. I want you to ask.
What are you badgering with?
Give me
an update, so I kind of got an idea.
How about I do one better? I'll play one of the very first time we pranked him. I'll play that for you, so you can hear what we're talking about. And people have probably heard this before, but if not, just we're setting it up for Milkman, who's been missing. So if this is your first time listening to the show, you can enjoy this also. This guy, we thought he was an Indian at first, and so we called the first call Hostile Indian Donuts. But apparently he's an Arab, not an Indian. And we confirmed this last week, 2 weeks ago, we had a Muslim guy in Britain that we prank called, and he was really cool. And we asked him to conference call with us to him.
Great.
Yeah, and they actually were speaking in Arabic and stuff. And I haven't isolated that yet, but I have it. I need to do that this weekend, but here's this one here. Listen.
It's an exclusive of PCU Radio and MadhouseLive.com.
Your mom.
Hello?
Your mom.
What's this?
Your mom.
Go ahead.
Are you still making donuts tonight?
Yeah.
How fresh is it?
Now. It's fresh.
Now fresh like your mom, right?
No, it's like your sister.
Fuck your mom.
Oh, yeah? Come over here. I'm going to show you.
Do you want to talk to your mom?
Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker.
Fuck you, stupid.
Asshole.
That was great. Let me try to call him again. Here's the callback.
Hello?
Hey, asshole. Why'd you hang up on me?
Hello?
Yeah, hey.
Yes.
Someone just said the F word to me.
Yes. And you are?
Your mom.
My mom?
Yeah, she's right here.
Come down here and I'll show you who's mom my.
I'll show you my sister, my mom, and I'll fuck you.
That's fine.
I'll punch you
That's
in the mouth.
That's fine. Come down here and I'll show you who'll be fucking who by the time you get here, you little cocksucking bitch. If you were in a faggot, you wouldn't call this lady a fucker.
Hey, you don't talk to my boy like that.
Yeah.
I'll choke you.
What'd you say?
I said you don't talk to my boy like that.
You know what you sound like?
Yeah.
You sound like a bitch that just finished getting fucked in the ass.
Your mom?
Whoa, that's not right, man. I'll elbow you in the throat.
Yo, your mom.
You sound like a white trash. You sound like a white.
I'll take your thorax and I'll wrap it around your skull. How would you like that? How would you like that? Your thorax around your skull,
why you
buddy.
Why don't you do me a favor?
This is it. What'd you say? That's what you said. You said,
come suck my dick and tell me the flavor.
No way. It tastes like your dad's asshole because you're a faggot who fucks your dad. And I'll elbow you in the skull. Yeah. Here's what you said. What'd you say?
You sound like your
dad. That's what you said. You said, right?
Loser. Shut up, bitch.
You're a loser, bitch. I hate you.
So that was, yeah, that was old. I don't remember the first time we called him. I'm looking at this. It looks like it was in May. May 18th was the first time we called him, actually, according to the archives. So we've been calling him for, we're going on 3 months almost, man. We call this guy every week. We call this guy for the last 3 months. And we, God, he's hilarious. I really need to get all his calls in one compilation. I think at this point I might be able to make a whole CD just calling him. But yeah, Milkman. So that's yeah, that's that guy. So you want to try to talk to him? Maybe see if you can string him along for a little bit, since we got a new voice here, and we're gonna try this on Skype. All so, right. So we're gonna try this on
what's
Skype,
his name?
And hopefully
what's
we don't know. We called once,
what's,
and
what
I tried.
I
tried to get his name. We're still working on confirming it. He said Sam. Okay. So we had the Muslim guy call him back and ask for Sam, and he said, no, it's not Sam. I don't know if he was lying, you know, because, you know, so I don't know if it's that Sam. He said in the past his name is Sam, but he's also said that it's not that. So I don't know what is what. Maybe it is Sam. I don't know. But you'll know when it's him. Trust me. You'll know when it's him. And if not, I've asked, like, can I speak to the Muslim guy? And I said, yeah, sure, hang on. That was once. I said, wait, what's his name? Tell me his name. And the lady wouldn't tell me. No, I won't tell you the name. You know, I don't know, whatever. So, if you want to reach us on AOL Instant Messenger, AOL Instant Messenger, you can reach us at Madhouse Radio. Madhouse Radio on AOL Instant Messenger. Yahoo Messenger, you can reach us at Madhouse PCU Radio. Madhouse PCU Radio. And you can also reach us on MSN Messenger at Madhouse PCU Radio at Hotmail.com. And that's that. So Milkman, you want to try to call this Muslim guy, see if you can string him on, and then maybe we'll have Clone, we'll have you do the next one if this works out, okay?
Alright, man.
Alright, you guys sound excited. I'm having a great show so far. How are you guys doing? Clone Holmgren, how are you doing so far with the show?
Yeah, man, it's pretty cool. I like the flow so far.
Okay, good. Can we call you Clone? Can we call you CHG? Because Clone Homegrown is... What would you like to go by
you
for show?
You can call me Clone.
Clone, okay. We'll go by Clone. That's a little quicker than Clone Homegrown. You know, I'm just saying. It'll be easier on the tongue. All right.
Cut it down.
Exactly. All right.
It's called editing.
Editing down. very Japanese of us. Okay, let's, Milkman, you'll be taking this one.
I'm feeling Japanese, I really think.
All right, I'll take this.
And it didn't work. Damn it, man. How do you dial numbers on this? Do you know, how do you do dial-out? Do you do plus one and then the number? Is that how it is cloned?
Yeah, plus one, then the number.
Then the number? All right, let me try again. It doesn't work all the time for me. And hopefully it does not skip too much.
Retro keys.
Assalamu alaikum, Yusuf.
Yes.
Yusuf, I need some help here. Listen, man, I broke down on the highway. You could come down and give me a hand, please.
What?
Yusuf. Yes, Yusuf, I broke it down.
He hung up.
What a bitch.
You bitch, motherfucker.
What a bastard. He hung up. Did you know the Skype...
Don't do that to your brother, Abdullah.
Oh, look at this shit. Here's what just happened. Skype opened a window in my browser after the call was over, asking me how my call quality was. That's never happened before. Well, that's something. Well, you know what I'm thinking.
Let's call you back, man.
What version are you running?
I don't know. I never really use it except for the show. Like, you know, I tried once. It's just really buggy. You know, not buggy, but I don't have a nice enough computer where it doesn't cut
it
out the
sucks,
stream.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe in a few months. You know, I'm working a part-time job, guys. I'm working at Kmart again, so I'll be having some extra money around here.
Deal.
I need to get it. We need to get. What do we need, Milkman? We need a sound.
Motherfucker in the dirt.
We need a phone patch for phone calls, so we don't have to do this Skype thing. And we
I'm
need
gonna upgrade.
Yeah, we need a good mixing board or whatever.
I'm gonna upgrade the Madhouse setup, man. So, look forward to better quality and some new and more innovative things.
Yes.
As you've always found here at the Madhouse. From
yes.
Gizmo to TeamSpeak, Skype, you name it, man. We're
right.
going to go up. So,
right.
you're going to see more improvements.
Yes. Excellent. Angel Dealer says his Arab fuck is so stupid, they call him every Thursday and he still hasn't figured it out. You know. Well, at first, he would actually take the phone off the hook. There were a few times he would take up the phone off the hook completely. All Thursday night. I remember that, because we would try him a few times, and it'd be busy the whole time. But then every once in a while, he slacks, and he doesn't take it off the hook.
I think me and Anti-Jug...
You guys have called him?
We tracked down his number and fucking gave him a call a couple of times.
Oh, you did? Oh, you've been talking to him, too? That's funny. He's getting harassed. Well, the time when we had the translator on 2 weeks ago, he was, like, going off, and you can make out him saying... Yeah, they called about the Visa card, because I've called in about losing a debit card there, and I made him look for it, and when he came back, I gave him shit, you know? And he was mentioning it back, and he was like, and he always call, ask a wash of my hands, I say a wash of my hands, and he said, your mother and your mother over here, because I talk about his mom all the time.
That reminds me of that call card, you know? Yeah. We did the Department of Foreign Hackers. That guy
yes,
got shit over his
that with Reclude, man. We gave that guy shit his pants thinking that this guy... I don't know if you remember this clone if you're around for it, but this guy was hacking like credit card numbers and stuff, and we found out about it. And he was like from some kind of Russian country or something like that, Monrovia or something.
Yeah, yeah.
So we called him and said we had proof that he had been doing this and we were going to deport him. And he shit
Moldova.
His pants. Yeah, Moldova, that's what it was. But he freaked out. He shit his pants. That was hilarious.
Sounds great.
I got that. It's a little long. Maybe at the end of the show.
You called from the Russian embassy.
The Russian embassy.
And
yeah, Vladimir. Vladimir, yeah, because Reclude calls him. He's calling from the FBI. And so he's like, yeah, we might go to war over this. He told him the Cold War was about to start up again because of this, that the Russians were getting involved. Like, you know, the end. Like, you know, we were going back to World War III over some credit cards, and he freaked out. He freaking freaked out. That's some shit.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, we'll play that towards the end of the show. Yeah, he is a moron, that guy. Yeah, that guy was a trip. And that was submitted to us through Milkman, right? I think, wasn't it some guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was some guy that you knew internationally, right? From Gizmo or something?
Yeah, right. Actually, the guy in Moldova was the guy that sent us the information and was ripping people off.
Yeah.
And this guy was still in the U.S., but he was using his connection
and he was working on dealing with Russian people. So
exactly.
We pretend like that, you know, we had all the angles on him, and he really crapped himself.
Right.
And remember, we got a thank you call back from the guy from Moldova too.
Yeah. No. Yeah, he did. He came through on Gizmo. I think he called us, right? Didn't he get on somehow? And he was like thanking us, and that was cool.
Yeah, he came on Gizmo in a conference.
Yeah, that's right. That was really cool. He was really excited too. We made some. Yeah, we got a lot of fans. We got people from the UK that listen. We got people from Australia. A good guy.
Yeah.
In Australia. Yeah, Guam, that's right. The Guam guy.
The driver was Excalibur.
No, that wasn't in Guam. That was in L.A. He was Samoan. A Samoan that lived in L.A. But close enough. Close enough. Well, no, we have a lot of international listeners. Yeah.
Regardless, there is a U.K. that called in.
Yeah, true. True. Canada. We have had a few people from Canada, so. All right, well, moving right along. Who can we call next here? I've got a bunch of numbers from Lonesome. Let me go through them here real quickly. We got some Dairy Queens. An old woman answered at a Dairy Queen. We have international numbers here, by the way. We have England. We have Ireland. The Stiff Kitten Pub in Ireland. We got that ready to go. We got some guy named David Dick. We've got Margaret Cox. We've got Ed Roach. Michael Roach. Graham Dyke. Wilfred Dyke. The Dykes. I talked to the Dykes last week, I think. I think I talked to the Dykes last week. I remember that. I told him I was a big fan of his movies.
Call him up and tell him you're from the Dick family, man. Harry Dick.
Yeah. Okay, let's try to call the Stiff Kitten Pub. This is in Ireland, anyway. In Belfast County, Ireland. Excuse me. And
if you do your Irish accent, you do a pretty good one. Remember we called Scotland?
Yeah, no, I don't do a good Irish accent. It's so bad. It's more like...
Yes, you did. You did a great Scottish accent. That lady was laughing her ass off.
How you doing, Dad? I can't... Okay, let me see if I can get in...
Yeah, that's
in
it.
Character.
Where's me fucking gold, you leprechaun?
That's good right there. That's really good. My Lucky Charms. All right, hang on, everybody. That next call's coming right now.
Stiff Kitten?
That is.
How you doing, buddy?
Not too bad. Who is this?
My name is Roberto.
Hello, Roberto.
Hi, I'm a tourist. I'm a tourist. Guess where I'm from?
I'm guessing the States or Canada.
No, not Canada. Canada. No way, man. I'm from the States. Hey, let me ask you a question. I'm kind of stuck here with this whole airport problem, you know?
Uh-huh.
You know what happened, you know, today?
I haven't seen the news, but I heard there's a lot of...
There's a lot of shit going on, you know.
Yeah.
You think maybe you got some room over there that I can, you know, spend the night?
Oh, I can't, mate. No, I'm about to close up and go home, to be honest.
No, but, you know, maybe I'll buy you some drinks.
No, I'm sorry. I need to go home.
Well, what are you doing right now? I don't have any money. I'm going to be stuck here for like a week. And I'm out of money. I mean, maybe give me a job, maybe... Cleaning bathrooms, or are you hiring at all?
Not at the moment, no. Not at 4 a.m. in the morning. I'm afraid. No, we're actually closed at the moment.
No, but what about tomorrow? Tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, I don't know.
Are you the boss?
I know we aren't actually looking for anyone at the minute. You know,
are you the boss, or what do you do there?
I am the boss. Yeah.
You are. Are you the owner?
No, I'm not the owner.
Oh, okay, but you hire people, right?
Sorry?
You hire people?
I'm responsible for hiring, yeah.
Okay, well, let me tell you what I do. I'm an overweight gentleman. I weigh about 350 pounds. I've been a bartender for the last 3 years, and I've owned three of my own bars and even a restaurant, right?
Okay.
But, you know, you need my experience, and I feel I'd be an asset to your organization. And I hereby declare that I'm an employee of you, and I'm on my way in right now for the uniform.
No, I'm sorry, you don't work for me.
Oh, I do now, though. We're talking on the phone.
No, you don't.
Well, this is...
I didn't offer you a job.
Well, this is America.
No,
okay.
This is Ireland.
No, this is America. If I'm here, it becomes American soil.
Okay, man, good night.
Well, this is how we give jobs in America. All right, I guess he fired me already.
That was a good one.
That's probably the shortest job I've ever had. Wow, the stream is like... Cloned, what's the shortest amount of time you've held a job for?
Probably
probably 2 weeks.
All right. My shortest tenure, 6 hours, I think. I started there, and it was so miserable.
You just go in, I quit.
Yeah. Well, I didn't even quit. You know what I did? The thing was, I was on unemployment, right? And on unemployment, you can't refuse an offer to work. If someone offers you a job and you refuse it, and they find out, you lose your benefits, right? So these people offered me this job, and it was paying shit, but I was like, I couldn't find a job, so I went. I really didn't like it, and when they called me to come down to do my W-9, you know, the tax information so they could pay me, and so the state would get proof that I was working there, I told the lady, I need to go to the bathroom. She's like, all right, sure. And I took all the paperwork with me and had half filled it out. I took it with me, and I went to the bathroom, and I was like, you know what, I don't like this job or whatever, so I just went to my car. And I called her from the car, and I was like, yeah, I don't want to work there anymore. And she's like, well, I mean, God, you left here 45 minutes ago. I was beginning to think you fell in the bathroom. And I was like, oh, well, I don't think I'm going to do this. She's like, well, can you please come back with the paperwork so we can pay you for the 6 hours you worked today? Oh, yeah, sure, I'm on my way back in. And I never came back. Because had I done that paperwork and gotten paid, the state would have gotten proof that I refused a job. And I would have lost my benefits. So I took the hit. I was like, you know what? 6 hours, yeah. I really didn't do nothing. But she kept calling me, like, every day for the next 2 weeks. Like, why haven't you come back? This and that. We want to pay you. And she's freaking out.
I hate it. Can't stand it.
Yeah, yeah. But apparently this place was, and unbeknownst to me, it was a company that had some dirt on me for some credit that I owed or something like that. Like, they had been involved in it or something. And I was concerned, too, that they were going to find out through that. So I was like, you know what? I don't want to work there. But anyway, so that long story short, I held a job for 6 hours, and that was it. That's my shortest. Milkman, what about you? What's the shortest amount of time you've held a job for?
Actually, the shortest has been about 3 months.
3 months? Okay.
Most of them are in terms of years. Yeah, but 3 months, yeah.
Okay.
So that was a layoff situation. That really wasn't like a, you know, a force out or a, you know, discharge or anything.
Yeah.
Man, the job did suck, but I did work.
You know, Clone's got the nice setup. You're an electrician, right, Clone?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you solder
get
stuff?
The lights going on.
Can you solder stuff?
I was a plumber before. Yeah, I can solder shit out of anything.
Oh, that's cool. See, that's a good skill to have. I want to learn how to solder. Because you can fix a lot of stuff. All you need to know is how to... Do you know how to solder stuff, Milkman?
Oh, hell, dude. I was an electronic technician for years, man. And also, I'm a plumber, too, man. And I do copper fittings and, you know, sweat joints and all that brazing.
Wow. See, I don't know shit. I know how to enter stuff in accounting.
I can even weld a little.
Well, you see? That's awesome. Welding, too.
I'm a
weld
inspector.
Yeah. Well, when you're an electrician, you learn a lot of stuff, man. You get away with a lot of stuff. Hell, yeah. That's awesome. That's not me, man.
I'll tell you what now. The best learning experience I've had in a long time, Carlito, is since, you know, I've been hired actually by, you know, the national sponsor of Rascal Scooters. And I've become in the design and also, yeah, of the new model of the Rascal Scooters. So I've learned about all the safety features and all the different implementation of the gear changes and everything, man. It is really fascinating, man.
Wow. Jeez. Angel Dealer.
See, now I got a Webster implementation and all this.
Webster? For the vocabulary, is it a little difficult for
you? All these big words.
Anything more than 3 syllables, you know, Clone just tunes out automatically. He's like, eh. What, man? What's all these?
Fuck you guys.
Give me a damn hit and shut up, man.
I'm going to take another rip. Angel Dealer says a buddy of his worked at a place for 4 hours. He started it in the morning, and by the end of lunch, the company folded. It was during the dot-com era. So, damn, that'd be something, right? You get hired by a company, and before lunch is over, your first day, the company goes out of business. So, yeah, thanks for coming in, by the way. A lot of companies did that kind of shit back in early 2000, 2001. Sad thing that happened to the world over there. Over here. Anyway.
You all right over there, Madman?
You're right there, Clone.
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right, good. Living the dream.
Blaze, man.
Yeah, that's how you do it. I'm pretty high, too. If you know, I haven't even offered. You want to... You don't do anything. No. You don't know. You guys didn't hear that.
Carlito, when you come down, I'm going to hook you up, man.
With some weed?
Brother, you know better now. Of course I'm going to take care of you, man.
Oh, man.
Listen, man, I got the Rasta Manda, yeah, man. My brother's the Rasta Manda, yeah, man.
Boom,
man. Boom, Zai, man. You're gonna be safe, man.
Yes.
All the way from Zion, this weed come from, my man.
See? Your clone knows even. Yeah. Well, we need to get a hold of a Great Scott, Milkman, now that you're back. Try to get us Great Scott, because we need to report
on my list. Let me see, man.
Yeah. Try to get a hold of him on the off time or sometime.
Yeah, I will. I'll bring him back, man.
Yeah. So
he's away right now, but he's on my list.
I guess we have someone in the chat room from Norway. Well, that's kind of cool. Norway, what's in Norway?
Yeah, what? TSNF.
That's cool.
Yeah, TSNF Ariok, listening to us from Norway. Norway's Europe. What's the capital of Norway? Why do I not? I don't know. Is that one of the.
Hang on.
Is that one of those Finland and Norway? Is that one of those
not
three?
Okay, that's Denmark. Yeah, no, that's Scandinavia.
Oslo. Border country. That's awesome. We are very international here. We do international calls.
Yeah, those guys have like whole weeks of the year that they don't have any sunlight.
Yeah, that would be cool. I love the dark and I love the cold. I would love to live in Alaska, Milkman. Let's go to Alaska. We should do a show from Alaska, Athena. Come on.
Listen, man. I got connections up there.
Yes, connections. You got connections in Alaska,
yeah, me too.
Yeah, see, clone does too. Look, let's do it, man. Let's all save our money. We'll go to Alaska. We'll do a show in Alaska.
We go up there and make serious money now.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Dude,
I know.
Let me tell you. I was growing fucking weed in a trailer that was buried.
And that was buried?
And there was like a fake tree. Yeah, it was a fake tree entrance.
Where was this? In Alaska?
Yeah, out in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Okay. Okay.
AK Thunderfuck, baby.
Wow. That's awesome.
Matanuskin Thunderfuck is what it is, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's something. I mean, I saw once this thing where this guy had built like an underground house almost, and the whole house, I think it was the whole basement or something of the house, had a secret entrance, and it was all sealed off, and he was like growing weed in there and stuff, and it was all like. Well, hey, man, when I used to work for the power company here.
Man, all my friends were gorilla farmers, bro.
No, but when I worked for the power company here, they showed us video of how they can find these houses where they grow stuff, and what they do is they actually find out by looking at your power bill. If there's a huge spike all of a sudden, like all this energy being wasted.
Yeah, usage.
Yeah, the usage, it sets off an alarm. And
that's why you can use
and then they get thermal after that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... They raided this house once.
But still, thermal's what gets you in the long run.
Well, here's the thing. They raided this house once, okay?
Not if it's buried.
It was like a 4,000 square foot house, okay? And they said every square foot had a plant in it, except for one little path from the door to the middle of the living room where the guy had a recliner and like a little stand and a TV that he could watch.
Yeah, I believe that shit because... Yeah. My buddy had a fucking house that's all he did in his grow.
Yeah. He had fans on racks that moved automatically on the ceiling through the whole thing. He had a fire sprinkler system.
Man, CO2 enrichment too, bro.
Yeah, well, he had a fire sprinkler
OmegaGarden.com.
system. OmegaGarden.com. OmegaGarden.com? God damn it, man. That's something. So you're saying, Clone, that if you were underground like you did with your trailer, they can't see the thermal imaging? Is that what it is?
It's a lot harder to see it, especially during winter time, because the ground's frozen.
Okay, so they can't see the heat coming up. So what do? They go, is it by helicopters right. flying
I
out?
I tell you guys, you're not going to believe the cameras they've got now, man.
Yeah.
The company I used to work for had some of these high-level clears,
man. What the fuck?
You won't believe the imaging, man.
Well, you
I can see when somebody walked through a room, man, their footsteps. Like as much as a half hour later.
No shit, really. That's some crap right there.
I'm serious, man.
That's some scary shit right there.
We had some high-tech FLIR. I mean, you had to have a U.S. government permit to have this thing. It was so sensitive.
That's man. It's almost not fair. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Fuck the police. That's not right, man. They can't be doing thermal imaging, you know. So they can just fly over in a helicopter from really far away. Is that how they can do it, or they have to do it from the street level?
Yeah.
They got a right to do anything they want now, man. Welcome to the Bush Empire.
Well, Clone, how do they do it? Do they do it from the air in a helicopter?
Yeah, he fucked up Texas first.
Yeah, he did fuck you guys up pretty bad. He fucked up your education system, something nasty, and his brother did the same thing here in Florida.
Our education system, prison system.
Our prison system isn't that bad here.
Education, man.
Yeah, he's an asshole. A douchebag. You know, I got a call today on my cell phone. I was at work on my cell phone. I got a call. Athena, listen to this. I got a call from the Democratic National Committee asking for donations.
Education.
They were asking for donations. The guy said, we have a suggested amount for a donation to help us get control back of the house, and our suggested donation amount is $150. And I started laughing. I was like, yeah, I don't like Bush, but I'm not going to part with $150 right now. And it was like, oh, well, that's the suggested amount. Perhaps you can afford something like $100 or $75. I was like, no, I don't think I'm gonna do that. So, you know, the Democrats, what, they're 12 seats away from getting control of the House, apparently. Getting control back of the House from the Republicans. And that'd be something
they're
nice.
They're going to get it, man.
I hope they do.
Those guys are disgusting, man. I can't wait.
Milkman Joe Lieberman is...
You know what, man?
Joe Lieberman lost the primary.
Independent.
He's running as an independent, that's right.
A loser.
He's one Democrat I don't like.
New post.
That's one Democrat I don't like.
I hate
because
that bastard.
Joe Lieberman was all pro.
I love it, man, because
you know, Joe Lieberman, he was pro
that
game.
Stupid, that hairpiece he wears on his head, man, it gonna fall off, man, real soon.
All right, Milkman.
Hey, no, I'm gonna vote for his ass.
Joe Lieberman, he was all for banning violent video games and censoring violent video games in the 90s and stuff. Him and Al Gore's wife, Tipper Gore, were all for that. So I don't like him. He's not that much. He's not. He's a very moderate liberal. You know what I mean?
I don't give a shit about all that, man. But I don't like a bastard. He's a sellout.
What if he runs for president and we have a Jew in charge? You know? You don't want that, Athena?
He'll never get it.
He won't make it. Yeah, he won't make it as an independent. That's no such thing. Ross Perot's.
Oh, hell
no.
In our time,
Matt,
the closest ever.
He's already going to get his opponent.
In our modern times, Jeb Bush is not going to run, man. He said continuously that he won't run. He should. He would win probably if he ran. Governor Doug.
No, he wouldn't.
I don't know. Well, he'll get all the mouth breathing rednecks, man. He'll get all the mouth breathing rednecks behind.
He's already got a soiled name, man. I'm telling you, man. This Christian freak out political party they got now is done. Dug its hole. Look at the gasoline prices. Even the poor man is starting to regret this. Paying $3 a gallon.
I can't do that,
it's
man. That's
over,
that,
man.
That's why
it's
one of the principal
a matter of time.
It's one of the principal reasons I'm looking for a new job right now is because it takes me so much money and gas to get to work and tolls right now that it's insane.
And
I've
seen
you. Yeah, I work the first hour. The second hour.
That's where you're broke all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the first 2 hours of my job are for the
Carl
privilege of working. You know? That's exactly how
this
it is.
This makes me feel like calling a damn gas station somewhere and seeing if we can get a deal, man. You know, like if we give $100, man, you know, they give us, you know, 500 gallons of gas, man, and a bag of weed. Let's call a gas station.
10-4. We had a gas station from last week.
Hang on, I'll be right back. I need some agua.
Okay, man. Good luck with that. Clone Homegrown is going to take a shit right now. And he'll be right back. Milkman, did you have a solid bowel movement, your last bowel movement?
Yeah, actually, man, when that sucker shot out, man, it cracked the bowl, man.
Nice, that's nice and solid. That's not safe. What color was it? Was it brown? Or was it like black?
No, actually, it was really dark, like brownish black, man. It came out like a bullet, man.
Nice. It cracked the whole porcelain, and water just shot up at you. Like a bidet.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it was like a bidet, exactly. Carlos, I was just sitting right over top of it, man, like rinsing my ass and shit, you know, nice. Man. But luckily I was sitting on my Rascal scooter, so I just did a bleach burnout and got the hell out of there.
You know, I'd be intimidated by a bidet. I've never used one before. I've seen one only once. It just doesn't seem sanitary.
I love making on a bidet. Yeah.
Clone, do you ever, in your days working in plumbing, have you ever worked on a bidet in your days of working in plumbing?
Me no speak French.
Okay, so I guess Clone never worked on a bidet. Either that or he doesn't know what a bidet is.
Let me wet the poop crust on that thing, man. That's what I always would wonder, man. Somebody got to wash that damn crust all over that damn little sprinkler system. Yeah.
How do you spell bidet anyway? Is it B-I-D-E-T? Is that it? Bidet? I think it's B-I-D-E-T.
Yes.
B-I-D-E-T.
That's correct.
You know, you should Wikipedia it, because that'll give you a picture and the history of the bidet. The bidet. We should read the history of the bidet.
What's this? Wikipedia?
For all you hemorrhoid-loving people out there that participate in the hemorrhoid and love it, if I hate you, man, get some more, man, I'll for you.
Here's the bidet, the reception, the serum, and the anus. That's the bidet right there.
No longer do you have to spend those hard awkward hours at the sink bent over with the sprinkling machine.
Yeah, I guess we were buffering there for a second. I'm sorry, everybody. I think I did something that made the stream buffer. I apologize.
Madman has a bidet in his bathroom.
He drinks water out of it, I heard. Yeah, Madman, just an alert. Andy said...
He's got a...
I think he sprinkles his homegrown with it.
Yeah, go ahead. Clone, go ahead. Yeah, he does. Clone, what are you saying about him now?
Madman said he's got a... He's got a bidet in his bathroom that never gets used.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, he's used it at least once. You know, he used it once. But it's pretty much like a low sitting. It's like a low sitting water fountain for your ass after you take a shit. So do you wipe if you have a bidet? I mean, you still wipe,
arms,
right?
Like you swing them out. No, that's what you're not. They're not made for wiping. They're made to wash your damn ass.
Okay, so
these little arms, you could like swing them out from under the seat. You know, you get an ass blast, and then, you know, you slide them back in, I guess. But that's the way it does work.
So do you sit down on it, or do you just crouch under it like a woman taking a shit in a public bathroom?
No, it's actually under the level of the seat.
Okay, so you just...
And you just swing it out. Two little arms, and they squirt up your ass, and wipe the shit off, and then, you know, you slide them back up under, man.
Isn't that cold, though?
I've seen them before, but I mean...
They
actually are supposed to
use
warm water.
I wonder if they got
water,
hot water or cold water.
Yeah, you got to turn it to hot, man. You got to let it run for a little bit. Let that cold water get out. Let the hot water come out. Because if you're up north,
you don't want that thing blaze your ass.
Yeah. Well, Madman says he's never used it. It's for old people.
You know, in Alaska, they say warm their toilet seats.
They do, so it doesn't freeze. They think they use hot water in the toilet seats. Yeah, I guess it would have to.
Hey,
no, I'm just fucking with you.
Oh,
fuck!
They
put salt in it. What? Go ahead, Milkman. What was that now?
Let's have Lonesome Loser call up give us a number for a bidet hotline.
Yeah.
So we can find out, you know, we got trouble with our bidet and see if we can get any help. Anybody come out or call plumbers if he can come out and work on our bidet tonight.
Yeah, or maybe,
You got one of the arms stuck up your ass.
All right.
My
old lady sat in it and cracked it.
Too dirty.
My old lady sat in it and cracked it. Anyway, Madman, Andy's going to be like trying to get a hold of you or something. Once he makes it to Chicago, I say Chicago wrong. I always say Chicago. It's Chicago. I hate that fucking
Chicago.
City.
Chi-town, baby.
When he gets to Chi-town, yeah, he's going to try to get a hold of you, just to let you know. So, I don't know. He said he's going to ask me for your phone number. Give me permission to give your phone number to Andy so he can meet up with you, I guess. You let me know. If that's permissible, please. And we should call. We should do a prank here because we've been bullshitting for a little bit.
And tell him to bake a big ass bag of potato chips for Andy, man.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know if I have a 7-Eleven here. Hang on, let me get the search. I have the ability now to search every single number that Lonesome Loser has sent me in the last year. Any number that anybody sent me, I can search it. So, hang on, let me clear the search. New search. And we'll put in 7-Eleven. 7-11.
Really? Let me send you 911. We'll try that.
Yeah, we'll try that one too. What was this, 911? 7-11.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I'm just in my hate cop.
I'll call you back whenever you're in jail, man. You like Camels or you like Cools?
Cool. I like Newports, man. I haven't smoked
New Pope, nigga.
Okay, we got 7-Elevens.
Man, I like my Paul Malls, man.
We got 7-Elevens in California here. Let's see, we got some. I'm trying to find out where else we have some. Hang on. Fucking work, bitch. Here we go. California Pacific Coast Highway. More Californias. I don't have anything in Florida. That sucks. Okay.
Hey, Madman said go ahead and hook up Andy.
Okay, good. All right, when he calls me, when he makes it up there, when he gets online, I'll let him know what your phone number is. I have that.
Madman Rock.
There it is. There it is. Another beautiful relationship here introduced by PCU. And he is a man. He's a very good man and a strong Democrat and a good skater. And he's a two-time champion. Poker player.
A phenomenal skater.
Yeah, he's a professional poker player, everybody.
And he's three-time blunt roller.
Yeah, three-time blunt roller. Yo, I'm the blunt roller of Detroit, nigga. We gotta call him about the price of gas.
Get your boy.
Yeah. You wanna try this one, Clone Homegrown?
Is it an Arab? Probably, yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's a 7-Eleven in California. We'll do Escondido. This was first confirmed in November of 2005. And back then they had a Latino guy who answered. This is an older number here, but I'm sure this 7-Eleven is still a good number. So
I'll just fuck with them about gas.
Yeah, exactly. Every guy anywhere is. Ask them the price of gas and try to negotiate it. That's what you should do. Definitely that's what you should
do.
Yeah,
yeah.
Listen here, Haji. Your cousins here are charging them too much.
Yeah, man. Okay, we'll be right back after this, folks.
Niggas talking it but ain't living it. Pissed out, pop, I'm sipping it.
Yeah, Danny, how's it going, man?
Pretty good.
Listen, how much is your gasoline?
We don't sell gasoline at this one. Hello?
What?
We don't sell gasoline.
That's pretty making all your money, man.
Yeah, sorry.
You price of gas today?
Bastard hung up.
He hung up.
Oh, that's one of those gay 7-Elevens that you can't buy gas in. They're actual stores. Well, fuck that, man. You know what's good, man?
Yeah, I know. That's fucking
we
gay.
We want instant gasoline.
Dude,
just add water. Ask them if they sell instant gasoline.
Yeah, Clone, man. Do you ever go to 7-Eleven? You get their Cuban sandwich, man. You see, man, this sucks. At this point of the show, me and Andy be talking about food.
No.
I miss that, man. I miss talking about food with Andy.
Hey, Carlito's hungry.
Yeah, Carlito's hungry again, everybody.
Break out the mayonnaise.
Andy, what's up the damn bag with sandwich? Yeah. Oh, man, here you go, Carlito, man. Help me eat half this. I can't hold it up, brother.
Yeah, let's make some sandwiches and shit.
Yeah.
Crusader says we should've...
I'm going out to eat with my dad tomorrow.
You know what? Crusader said he's got a good point. We should have said that we bought gas at that place and say that we want to complain because we're scammed. You'd be like, ugh, I'm real sell gas here. Yeah. I got a call.
My car's not running. It's not on E. Yeah. I give you $20, buddy.
Yeah. Let me try to call him real quick.
Yeah, I'm in the parking lot and...
Yo, can you turn the gas in? Hey, I can't find your gas pump, man. Where's your fucking gas pump, dog? All
right, I'm driving around the parking lot out here looking for it.
Let's try that right now.
Black man, buddy. Fake jack boys can't
rob, get killed.
Touch 2 pounds. Please enter your destination number now.
So please. Hello, sir. Send him a bitch.
Well, that sucks. I guess I ain't even gonna answer the phone.
I got a mouthful of mashed potatoes.
Yeah, I was. I had a great idea, man. I was really going to call that guy and just say, you know, I can't find the gas pump.
Call another one. Call another one.
Yeah, well, what are the chances that they do have a gas pump? Hang on. Let's see. Let's see. Maybe,
I don't know. That's the second one I've called in prank calls and I've had that haven't had one. So.
Really? Yeah, and there's a lot of 7-Elevens that are, you know, just storefront. Yeah. That's it. They're just the storefront.
Especially urban ones, man. You're not going to get very many with gasoline pumps.
And they say, oh, man, those hot dogs are the shit, though, man. They got nice hot dogs at 7-Eleven, man.
They got these things, man, like pepperoni and in dough, and there's like pepperoni sticks and shit.
The taquitos, man.
Taquito from 7-Eleven with a big old slurpee, baby.
Yeah.
When all else fails, hit a bowl of Fruit Loops.
Bowl of Fruit Loops, yeah. You can get milk there. You can get your Fruit Loops. You know, you can get the Cuban sandwiches. They're awesome.
Cereal is the greatest invention, man. You get milk and food.
Yeah, and you get to drink the milk afterwards. If you get the chocolate cereal,
icy
you get chocolate
milk
at the end of it. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Here's what you know. What I do, I eat Cinnamon Toast Crunch, all right, and the milk that I have after the. Sure. Okay, milkman. The milk that I got after eating the cereal, I put in my milk. I put in my coffee. And that's what I lighten up my coffee with. The milk that I eat, Cinnamon Toast
Crunch.
Oh,
that's cute.
It tastes really good. That's cute. That's nice. Okay. That's kind of gay. Clone is stoned. Stoned homegrown, everybody.
Clone is always stoned.
Smoke weed every day. Smoke weed every day.
Clone grown.
Yeah. Every time you take a hit, man, we're going to play this for you from now on.
Smoke weed every day.
Just like that.
Stone grown bone.
Stone cloned grown bone. Stone bone. Stone
phone grown home.
Stone phone
snip
bone.
Snip it, planet, dip it.
All
like,
alone.
Snip it, dip it, planet. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I'd be too scared. I'd be too paranoid and scared of someone.
Bone.
Let's call someone else, man.
It's better. It's more fun to grow it.
Yeah, David Dick in Scotland.
Let's call a plumber, man. We got a major bidet incident, man. Your wife got a bidet stuck in her ash, and we need to know how much you're going to come out and charges to get her removed.
Okay.
No. Just tell him that your hydroponic system's backing up.
Okay. Yeah. Let's do that. Okay, here's a number from, let's see, this is confirmed on April 21st, 2006, the day after 420. This is our Friday show that we did once, and it's called Triple A Plumbing.
Yeah.
Ooh, 420.
Triple A Plumbing. Actually, it's called Stinky Triple A Plumbing in California. I have that. So what do you say this, what should this premise be, Milkman? What do you think?
I was thinking something about with this bidet action. Okay, either somebody got stuck on the bidet, something simple, you know, the bidet wasn't functioning properly, or
okay.
If you want to take it to this homegrown action that you're using it as an irrigation system,
I don't know.
And you can't get it shut off, you know.
Milkman, you want to take this one? It's your turn. We'll do it in turn. So now I did mine last, and you can do this one now.
All right.
Actually, it is my turn, but anyway, you try the plumbing one, and I'll try the 7-Eleven again later. Because we know for a fact that he does not have pump.
All right.
But, yeah. Did we call the Muslim guy? What happened with the Muslim guy? We got through to him, right? He hung up or something? What happened?
He hung up, man.
I'm high and I forgot.
He gave us about three sentences, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, huh, and click.
Huh. Fuck you, bitch motherfucker. And that was it. That's all we got out of him.
Fuck you,
your
bitch
mama.
Motherfucker.
Your mom. Okay, so AAA plumbing it is. This one goes out to all the people riding dirty tonight. My clone was. Okay, whatever you guys are doing there, it sounds like a gay porno. Right back.
They see me rolling, they hating, patrolling and trying to get me rolling.
Say, hello, good night. Yes, I need somebody's help here. I've got an urgent problem, ma'am. This is really embarrassing. I'm embarrassing to talk about it. Is there somebody that can come emergency call for me tonight?
Yes, there is. Not immediately, but we can do it.
Okay. I have a large wife, and we have a nice plumbing system in our bathroom. It's a toilet equipped with a bidet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She's got in there, and was you right away and now we've got water going everywhere. I can't get it shut off. She's stuck on this. I don't know. I don't want to call emergency rescue people. I need some help.
I was just going to suggest
that. I
don't
know how much it's going to cost.
That's just what I was going to suggest, because we don't do that, sir. You have to call emergency.
Is there any way I could just get you to stop the water at least so I could get emergency in there? I mean, it's flooding my bathroom.
Yeah, you'd have to call emergency. They would know how to do that. I just don't have the personnel. I'm sorry.
How long would it be until somebody could be available? Could it be in the morning?
Probably tomorrow morning, yeah. Well, you can't leave her there all night.
Well, that's the problem. Our basement's going to flood.
Yeah.
It's already got a foot of water in it now. I mean, we've tried everything, and I can't get the valve to shut off.
Right.
I don't want people to find out. $750. This is really bad. I mean, I don't want people to find out about this. With the Carlisle family, you know, community, and I can't get out, I'll pay you $1,000.
No, sir.
But man, you understand, she boards around the base of the toilet, you know, where I'm afraid she's going to fall through the base. Please, work with this. $1,000, come on, that's this thing off.
Call 911.
Okay, now if I call 911, though, they're still not going to be able to do any plumbing work.
You let us know when they get
it. Look, ma'am, I'll pay you. This makes the papers.
No,
this is going to ruin our image around the community.
No, sir. You call 911.
There's somebody.
$100.
No. No, I don't. I don't have.
Call 911.
Okay, now listen.
All right,
hey.
I cut it off. It's over.
My gosh.
That buffered really bad. That buffered really bad. We can't do Skype calls. That didn't work. It was funny. It was funny as hell. You know? The call was funny as hell.
It kept on for at least about a minute.
Yeah. I don't know if it got saved or not, but that's a funny as hell call, but yeah, it doesn't work. Can't do Skype calls. Sorry, guys.
Oh, well.
That's right, Clint.
We're going to add our next room, brother.
I apologize, everybody, who had to heard that skip. It was a great call. I didn't realize it until the last minute. Why am I still playing that? She could hear those farts, too. She was a trooper.
Yeah, I could, too.
She definitely was a trooper. And the toilet. I kept flushing the toilet, too, over here. That was funny. Yeah. So anyway, I'm very sorry, guys, about the skipping of the stream, but well, that was worth it in the long run. You will understand.
Yeah, way to go, Carlito.
Yeah, that was very good. Okay, let me go ahead and kill Skype then. No more Skype. No more Skype. Let me put this browser over here.
Oh boy, have you been Gizmo lately?
No, it's crap.
I thought I was in it.
No, you're what? Skype.
I thought I was the Skype.
The Skype tard.
Skype. Fucking guinea pig.
Yeah, you were. It just uses too much bandwidth, apparently. That's the problem. That's the problem with it. I don't know. Like, Lego uses it a lot, but he's got a lot of bandwidth. He's got more bandwidth than NASA.
How did he get me off this thing?
Okay. Milkman?
Jeep uses it.
Milkman, call's over, dude. Relax. So... it is now 11:38.
That wasn't me, man. That was the woman.
It is now 11:38 on Thursday the 10th. I think it's time for a break here. What do you think, guys? Take a quick.
Make me a sandwich.
Yeah. Athena, we got any fried chicken left? We got fried chicken here still. We got fried chicken, guys. We got fried chicken, guys, so we're going to do some fried chicken.
I'll take a fried chicken sandwich with some Tabasco.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you know, I got this... What's this pepper? Scotch bonnet pepper? Milkman, that's a Caribbean thing, right? Scotch bonnet pepper?
Oh, yeah.
That's what we use down here in West Indies, brother.
Hell yeah, it's, man. Yeah, I got some of that here. That stuff is powerful.
I got a bottle of it right here.
Yeah, I do too. I'm going to use that in my chicken, I think, right now.
I'm salivating now.
Yeah, just thinking about that stuff just makes you kind of... Doesn't it just do that to you? It kind of just makes you want to...
You hear me? I used the big word, salivate.
Oh, yeah.
Salivate, yeah. See, Cologne Homegrown is up to 3 syllables at a time. Look at that. You heard that? Milkman, congratulations. Go out to...
Salivation. Come on.
That's great.
The thing is, he's got... He forgot by the time he reached the...
Yes.
Why did you say?
That's right. Great, very well put.
Who's that? Is that in my head or what?
I don't know. What's in your head? Whatever. Okay, guys, we're going to take a break.
Rage and shit.
Yeah.
Nothing you heard and nothing.
All right. We're going to take a break. That's what I say. And a clone, hang on, and we'll be right back. It's 11:39 Eastern, 8:39 on the West Coast. It's Carlito, the Milkman, Clone Homegrown, Madhouse Radio. We'll be right back after this.
That piece of shit up there, I never liked him. I never trusted him. For all I know, he had me set up and had my friend Angel Fernandez killed. But that's it. I hear he's not.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Smoke some weed!
You are listening to a replay of Madhouse Radio.
No, you're not having no anal sex with me.
Yes, I am. You're going to like it too, but maybe you're not.
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com. Call in toll free at 1-888-278-8509.
Well, this guy was, whose voice is that? Is that Fred? Oh, they said it was over. No, don't put him on. Hello, Fred. Hi.
Madhouse Radio is back.
This is Quasimodo, cause he pumps the drove. Count this is Quasimodo, cause he pumps the drove. Count this is Quasimodo, cause he pumps the drove. Count this is Quasimodo, cause he pumps the drove. Count.
I like my ass is fat, not flat.
And we're back. Thank you, everybody, for still listening. We've got a lot of listeners tonight. We've got a lot of excitement tonight.
Oh wait, we're back.
We're back. Clone's like, what are we doing, man?
Imagine that.
Clone's wasted. Fina's drinking wine. I'm drinking beer. Milkman, what are you drinking anything tonight, Milkman? Or you got to work tomorrow, right? I don't care. I got to work tomorrow.
I'm eating ice cream, baby. Yeah, I got to work in 5 hours.
Milkman's eating ice cream. I am drinking beer and smoking regs. And Clone is hitting the bong. Athena's drinking wine.
And Aaron's got water.
And he's got water.
Hey, do you have the number for the real Pasquale anymore?
Well, here's the thing. I got the number for... Ooh,
the one that we called the first time.
Oh, man. It's somewhere around here.
Look at him, motherfucker. Don't call me, but...
Can you move that glass of wine? Let me see if I can find his number. I think I have it here somewhere. Athena, look for an envelope over here that has a number that says Pasquale. I don't know. I don't know if I can find it. It's a short notice. That'd be great.
That is a classic.
The real Pasquale. That's something I can't search. That's something I had on my own.
The original Pasquale.
Yeah, the original.
Hey, what about the one girl, the whore, man? The black hoe, man, we used to call.
Nautica? And her name was Nautica?
What was
she's
her name?
Like,
Bettina? What was her name?
Nautica.
Yeah, Nautica.
Nautica. We used to call her Nautica, like, on purpose, because we knew it was wrong, and she'd get pissed off. Yeah. She's like, first of all, my name ain't Nautica.
Yeah.
It's Nautica. Oh, man. Nautica.
It's Nautica. It's like the clothing line.
It's like the perfume, motherfucker. So if she says no, it means no. I can find that in 10 seconds. Mm-hmm. Nautica.
I got Nautica headbands. I got Nautica shoes.
Yeah. The last time we called her was November 3rd of last year, and she said that she was out of the business. She said she
yeah,
was.
Yeah, right.
She said she was out of the business.
Like a zebra loses its stripe.
Yeah, right. Exactly. She probably degraded back to it, but. All right, let's try to call her. Hang on, everybody.
What do you mean? Probably for her as a step up.
Girl left you for me. Lord Quaz, I don't blame her.
Who are we calling?
Nautica.
That's Quaz.
Nope. She disconnected her number.
She disconnected her number.
Pasquale?
Yep, no, Pasquale disconnected his... not Pasquale. I don't have Pasquale's number. I can't find it. I'll have to get it next week. That was Nautica we were trying to call. And that didn't work. Nautica. Not a good Nautica.
Shit.
Yeah, so that would
work. Boy, I tell you what, man. I'd love to hear Bruno Vega call.
Bruno Vega. Yeah, you know, Reclude, he called into KDK last week. I think he said he was coming back or something. Or said he was talking about it or thinking about coming back. I don't know. I honestly, I think I did. I've been really busy. So I haven't heard KDK's recent shows, but I could have sworn I heard Reclude on Saturday night saying he was going to come back to PCU.
Just for your information, Reclude is more burnt out and more oversmoked than even Clone Homegrown.
He's changed. He left his woman. His woman's gone. He left his woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. I'm trying to get a hold of Zara.
I'm going to smoke a fucking another.
Okay, you do that real quick, and we'll... Here's Cloned. Smoking another.
Blazing, man.
Smoke weed every day.
There you go.
Rip.
Nice. Clone Homegrown again, like I said, living the dream. Athena, what's the... I'm going to give Zolar the number here to call in so he can tell us what happened on Sirius. Hang on.
Oh, yay, yeah. Zolar!
Milkman, talk about Zolar real quick.
Old buddy Zolar.
Milkman, entertain the people. Give them a brief intro about what Zolar is while we try to find the new home phone number here so we can give it to Zolar so he can call in.
Well, I'll tell you what, my old friend Zolar, man, I'm a longtime fan, man. Zolar had one of the most innovative shows ever on PCU. Zolar brought video to PCU. Zolar's initial concept was live streaming video to accompany his calls with entertaining guests, skanks, freaks, everything, man. It was a wonderful stint. I really look forward one day to maybe Zolar to pick out one good night and do one wild-ass more Zolar Vision show. I'm always a longtime fan of Zolar. And always miss and love him. And I really look forward to hearing from him again soon, man.
Yes.
Take her away, Carly.
That's right.
Bring him back.
Indeed, we will. I just gave Zolar the new phone number here for Madhouse Studios. He didn't have it. He didn't have the new number. He was trying to call the old number, he said, and he kept getting a busy signal because, of course, it's not connected. That's what was happening. So Zolar has been trying to call him. And that's
still VIP.
Oh.
Yes.
What's his status now with the Stern Show?
The Stern Show? It's on Sirius. It's doing
maybe
good.
Give me an update.
Maybe he maybe.
No, Zolar.
He did the roundtable tonight.
He did the roundtable tonight. He was on the channel tonight.
Oh, good. I'm looking forward to an update from Zolar.
Well, he got into a fight with one of the other guys, Joey Boots. He got into a fight with Joey Boots, and apparently it got kind of ugly. And I only heard half. I was taking my nap.
No
I woke
one gets
up
on
for
with that guy, do they?
I woke up for the very end, and I heard Zolar at the very end say, you know, Zolar.com. That's all I heard because I was actually taking a nap and I woke up as the show was ending. So I didn't get to hear everything.
Well, Zolar punked his ass and he probably deserved it.
Yeah. Well, I spoke to KDK and he gave me the go-ahead to play, to replay the roundtable in its entirety at 1:30 a.m. So we're going to end the show tonight at 1:30 a.m. for that to go on. Jupe says he wants to do a show after Carlito. If he were to do that, I guess he'd have to start at 2:30. I guess Duke might do a show. I don't know if he's going to stay up that late. But I don't know. We'll see. Let's let Zolar call in first. If he does call in. I don't know if he got my message. And I wonder if the phone's even off the hook.
Zolar,
if he doesn't,
you have been paid. Please report
to
Madhouse Control.
Yes. So we'll
call
wait.
In on the secret code line.
Yes. I gave him the number. I gave him the number. We'll see if it happens. If not, maybe he's taking a shit or something.
Zolar.
Zolar it is. So Jupe's in. What up, my... he called me a nigger bitch. That's good. Thank you. We're very well here. Thank you. All us nigger bitches are doing great.
Share the love, Jupe.
Jupe is on occasionally on Saturdays.
I'm fine, thank you.
Yeah, Jupe is on occasionally here with his retard... night, right? Jupe's retard night. Monkey Phone's retard night. Is that what it is?
Is he still doing the Monkey Bone show?
Yeah, he's still doing it. It's not a regular night. He does it once a week, but on different nights.
I haven't heard it in weeks.
He used to do the Monkey Bone job show like on what, Saturdays, right?
Yeah, it's a rotating show. Hey, Zolar is calling in. Hang on, folks.
Yay!
Yeah.
Madhouse Radio, you're on the air.
It's the Madhouse. Yes, it's the Madhouse, everybody. It's Madhouse.
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm a ball of fucking energy, and you all sound like you're fucking out there in the backwoods with fucking Milkman.
Yeah, we're having a good old time here, man.
You're too laid back to me, man. You understand? I like shit when it fucking pops.
Okay.
Understand?
Well, that's you. That's your, that you pop us up on Friday. Thursday, I kind of smooth things down a little bit, get us ready to reflect for the weekend coming up, and you knock it out of the park, and then And then KDK comes all over it on Saturday night.
He comes all over.
He jizzes all over that face.
You are suave mente, Poppy.
Yes, very suave mente. All right, so here's the deal. I wanted to listen to the round table. I've been really tired. I went to take a nap, and I didn't wake up until the very end when I heard you say the shout-out with the website. I missed it. What happened exactly with you and Joey Booch?
Well, if you haven't heard it, it'd probably be best for everybody to hear it themselves and give me their feedback, because I'm not quite sure. I feel some kind of hatred, or maybe even, like, you know, cock blocking on his part, where he doesn't want me to, look good, or maybe even succeed or progress any further with the Superfan Roundtable.
Okay.
I feel, that's my personal feeling towards it.
You think there's some animosity on the part of some people?
Yeah, I feel as if personally, Joey Booth, I don't know about anyone else, I know Mutt's on my side, and what was coming from Joey Booth seemed to be an animosity, an abrasiveness, a non-team player's attitude.
Okay, so what happened, but was there, you just argued with the guy, was he rude to you and you called him out? What happened exactly? Are we allowed to know?
Well, again, like, you'd have to listen to it. He was kind of, as I say, abrasive is the best way to put it, in speaking with me. And then, of course, you know, I called him whatever, like, you know, a fucking fat piece of shit. Oh, you didn't like my story? I'm sorry I couldn't tell a good story like you got fucked in your ass.
Right. Okay.
You know what I mean? I'm a loudmouth, and I don't give a shit if you're sitting right next to me. I'll fucking step right up.
Okay. Good. Fair enough. Fair enough. So, do you want me to? I have the ability to replay that. Let me test to see if the hookup's ready. But I have it's going to replay at 1:30 a.m. That's correct.
Not funny. It's not actually.
Okay. And if you hear right now, I can put Sirius on just like this.
Then.
See, that's serious. So I have the ability to replay it at the end of my show at 1:30 for everybody to hear. Unless you want to play it on your own tomorrow, you can do that as well.
No, it'd be terrific. I was just. Starting to listen to it, I have it downloaded now from some torrent site, and instead, I'll be looking forward to hearing people's opinions on it when I get on Friday. At least they'll have heard it already, and I don't have to go through the whole thing.
Okay, fair enough. So I'll play that tonight at 1:30, and you can get the feedback from people, and you can even go in the chat room if you're up still and see what people tell you about in there.
Yeah,
you know?
Man, because, I'm kind of befuddled in a way. I'm not the type of guy who fucking just lashes out at people, randomly because fucking I don't like them. I do it for comedic value.
Right, and that's what you're there for. That's the point, is to entertain people, damn it.
Right, but he seems vindictive in a way, as if he had an ulterior motive.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of drama stuff, you know? Probably,
well,
just...
Well, all of your faithful listeners, if they would write into Sirius and say how they enjoyed the show with Zolar on it, and they felt that Joey was abrupt, abrasive, use your own words, of course, so it doesn't all sound like the same email,
right,
then I'm sure they'll get the point.
Yeah, exactly. Send your feedback to the... And that email again is, what is it, Stern Show at what?
At howardstern.com.
Stern Show at howardstern.com, right?
And then you could also, look up the email to, Sirius... the Sirius News. I'm sure Earthdog would provide the best email avenues.
Howard 100 News, go on Stern Fat Network also. And
right.
And post
about it.
I
mean, who the fuck is this fat fucking half a faggot to fucking get, abrasive towards me?
Right. I still have a junior account on Stern Fat Network. I'm still working on getting past the 30 posts so I can become a full-fledged member in there.
Yeah, knock those fucking out, man. You could do that in 10 minutes by just writing exactly, I believe that, I don't agree with this, in different posts.
Right. Yeah, that's what I started doing at work today, but I didn't have enough time. Hey, let me ask you real quick. Something that's plaguing me. Do you know the title of the jazzy theme that Howard used to play at the start of his show back in 97?
Right now it eludes me, and I wouldn't know the name, but I'd be able to fucking... do you know the beat of it? How's it go?
It had a saxophone, and went...
Yeah, no, not offhand, but I wish I could help you with that, because I know how things on the tip of my tongue always bother me.
Yeah, it's been in my head. You got to remember that when I used to listen to Howard when I was in high school, I would wake up in the morning at 6 o'clock, and that would always be playing when my alarm went off and stuff.
Yeah.
So I spent 3 years waking up to that song, and now it's been in my head, and I want to find a copy of it. I'd like to play it on the show, but I have no idea.
And then they had a trivia contest tonight, like where the listeners were able to call in and we'd take their call and they'd ask the round table a trivia question. Now, prior to we taking the phone calls in the commercial, we were all saying, you know, what about like how our trivia skills was? And Joey was like, oh man, I'm afraid I'm going to look bad. I'm not going to know any answers. So thinking this, I immediately fucking blurted out the answer before people even fucking got through the questions, because that's the kind of fan I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and all of a sudden, Joey takes a new approach. Oh, what are we doing? Having a race here? You're not going to let anybody else answer? And I was like, hey, in the commercial, fucking guy, you were saying you didn't know any answers. I'm trying to save your ass.
Yeah, fucking chill out, man. Not even on the area, right? You said it was a commercial?
Yeah, yeah.
What an ad. He's just looking for attention, puff his chest out, make himself look like he's bigger than
you. Yeah, well, you know what it is? He's the moderator on that fucking SFN, so you can't fucking say anything bad, so everybody kisses his ass over there.
Did anybody talk about Gary's dad dying? I understood that happened yesterday, was it? Or the day before?
No, it happened on the 4th, and I was going to write that on my hand to put my condolences out there, and I fucking forgot.
You forgot it? Nobody said anything at all about it on the show.
Oh, man. That's sad. That was fucking total faux pas on my point, because I fucking wanted to make sure I said something about that.
Right. And they should have at least brought it up real quick and said, you know, condolences from Stern. I would have thought Mutt would have done that. That's weird.
Maybe they didn't want
to. Maybe they told him not to. Maybe they just thought, you know, to let Gary handle it when he came in on Monday instead of...
Yeah,
that's probably what it was.
Yeah, maybe if they didn't mention it, because they're not that fucking stupid. They don't have much, that they missed over there. So, you know, they did it on purpose probably,
Yeah, no, that's good.
But then again, if they didn't want it mentioned, they might have said, hey, don't mention the passing of Gary's father. We don't want to go with any of that.
Right, okay, fair enough. Hey,
I don't know. So there was nothing.
You want to do a prank call?
Totally, dude.
Okay, let me tell you what I got here. I've got people in England. And
I love fucking foreigners.
You do? Okay, we've got Scotland. We got a Margaret Cox in Scotland.
I was listening to you earlier, and you have somebody from the Netherlands?
Netherlands is listening. Norway. Norway's listening.
In the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. I wish I could get some fucking foreigners.
I'm sure you can. I'm sure you can.
I wonder if I have any foreigners. As a matter of fact, I'm going to ask on my next show.
We're back up on Shoutcast.
If anybody's interested.
Yeah, well, you got to realize we're back on Shoutcast. That search thing, that's how he found us. They're starting to find us again internationally and all over the place. New people are starting to show up now.
I like that.
We got that fixed finally. It goes off sometimes, but...
And let me say hello to Andy, by the way.
Andy, he's not here. He's gone.
Really?
Yeah, his last show was last week. He moved away to Chicago.
Oh, right. That was fucking homegrown you had on.
Yes, that's right.
He's got two monkeys filling his shoes.
He's got two monkeys filling his shoes, he said. Clone says. We got Milkman and Clone Homegrown on the satellite link up. They can hear you, but you can't hear them. So.
Oh, I see. Well, can you translate for me one time for Milkman? I have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
I know you can hear me, but you'll have to give me the reply. Is there anything out there that he hasn't had a part of and knows something back or completely intricate about?
Milkman, did you get that? Is Milkman even there?
No, try it again, please.
He's usually slow in response.
Yeah. Try it again real quick.
All right. Milkman, is there any job out there that you haven't had part in that, you know, maybe you have intricate design details, or is there anything out there that we can touch on that you don't have any, knowledge of?
Well, actually, yes. It'd be running a homosexual prostitution house.
No, because I heard him say, I know about the wheelchair thing. What's that one?
The Rascal Scooters.
The Rascal Scooters.
He loves the Rascal Scooters. Yes.
He's got the inside scoop on all the intricate designs, and I'm, like, really impressed.
Yeah, all the hookups. He's got he tricks out his Rascal Scooter, too.
Amazing. I think he could build one by scratch.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to call Edward Roach.
I'm his long lost son, Kaka. In the Tour de France.
He's in Scotland.
I'm his lost son, Kaka.
Okay. Cockroach. This is your son, Cockroach. He's in Glasgow, Scotland. We got two roaches that live there, so.
Glasgow.
However you pronounce it. Okay, everybody, Zolar with a prank call coming up right after this.
Yay,
it is.
Sweet.
Yay!
Oh, where is Michael?
Speaking.
Oh, how you doing? It's me from New York. It's your relative. I'm trying to get in touch with all of you guys. I'm going to take a trip out that way.
So who are you?
I'm a relative from the United States. My last name is Roach, too.
Right.
Right, and I'm trying to get in touch with some of my distant relatives that I haven't met before, because I'm going to be doing a little bit of an excursion, and I'd like to, you know, come by and get some pictures and say hello and meet some people from across the pond and things of that nature.
Who is this?
My name is Taka. Are you Michael?
Sorry, who is this?
I'm from the United States. I'm sorry to, you know, spring it on you, but I'm trying to make arrangements when I'll be traveling through your area. My last name is Roach. First name's Kaka from United States.
Yeah, that's really hilariously funny.
Oh, you did find that humorous. I see, because, you know, us in the United States don't know if we have the same sense of humor as the guys from where you're located.
Aw. Ah, asshole.
Ah,
fuck that guy.
Biddy.
Oh, well, it wasn't as funny as I thought it'd be.
It was still good. It's nice to get that. Hang on, let me clear him out here. That's very funny, Clint.
Why don't you like getting up at 4 in the morning? What the hell's wrong with her?
We continue to do a good show as usual, and I'll be looking forward to hearing
the
replies of whatever happens on that roundtable, because I'm not sure being there how it really turned out.
Right, okay, no problem. So we're going to replay that at 1:30, and you're going to be on tomorrow night for a follow-up on
that?
Song
you want.
No, I that's the whole problem. I'm going to be out tomorrow night. I'm going to be on next Friday. That's why I would like for people to send their fucking thoughts into Sirius Satellite Radio or the Howard Stern Show.
Okay, got it.
Because I really feel like, you know, like maybe I misinterpreted it. If everybody feels the same way I do, then I know how to respond next time.
Okay, I gotcha.
Because I think I was a little soft on him. I mean, I did become, you know, like agitated and all that, and put him in his place. But I have other things that will make him feel sorry he ever fucking picked on me and discredit him completely.
Are you going to be on again? Are you concerned you're not going to be invited back after like the whole fart thing? Or
no, well, the fart thing has passed, and then I went on and I said one of the hosts sucks so bad of another show that his grandmother should get hit by a bus and die, and I thought they'd never bring me back, and now they got me back again tonight.
Okay.
So it's an ongoing process of how bad I can be before they actually never bring me back.
Okay, I got you. We'll keep pushing the buttons. Maybe you'll just make enough of a stink that we'll be forced to do something with you over there. Zolar, I can't see how they got, you know, people like Riley Martin doing shows when they should totally give you a show, you know?
Well, you know what? Riley Martin's delusional, and it's fun to make fun of the retarded.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know, they see me as too much of a level-headed person, and they feel as if they'd have to deal with me in negotiations and stuff like that, and they don't want to have a part of me.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, these people are totally losing out. If they put a prank call show on Sirius, it'd be awesome, but what's the stumbling block? They can't do that, can they?
Well, and no, you know why? Because you can't tell people, I mean, you can't put people on the air without telling them that they're lying
are.
On the air first.
Exactly, yeah, because we had a local station here used to do prank calls a lot. Like half of every Friday night show, they would do a prank call thing, and they got to the point where they had to actually say, you're on the air, and they kept doing it for a while, but a lot of people would just hang up when they'd hear that, you know?
Right. And if you could try and disguise it somehow, you know, it's still not the same. But what I want to do is I want to, like, you know, bring in some pre-recorded pranks, you know, the best of my prank phone calls from the past, continue to do ones in the future, all pre-recorded, and get permission for them, and also have, like, people send in their prank phone calls and do a show like that.
Exactly. A prank call show, like 1 hour where you play a few prank calls and you talk about them.
Right.
I think that will go over well. We need to work on
that. I do, too, and I think it'll bring in a younger crowd for them, because right now they have a lot of business people subscribing to Sirius, and they're not getting the 18-year-olds who not really sure, you know, if they want to buy it. You know, you got to get something that's going to grab them by the nuts.
Or's hottest prank call picks.
All right, dude.
All right, man. All right.
Be listening here on the side.
Okay, my friend. You take care of yourself. We'll catch you here soon, man.
Everybody go to Zolar.com.
Zolar.com. Zolar.com. Peace out, Zolar.
Bye-bye,
Carlito. Much love.
Bye-bye
now. Yay!
Zolar, host of the ever-controversial Zolar Vision. What is that?
A lot of applause.
Zolar rocks.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does, everybody. So, Jupe confirmed.
That was a standing O, wasn't it?
Yeah, this is a standing O right here. That's a standing O. I'm gonna make this soundboard available for people to check out. Yeah, I've got a soundboard that I have with all the sound effects that I use on the show. I'm gonna have to post that. Actually, I think it's up there already. I just don't link it, but it's posted on my website. I'll link that maybe tonight or tomorrow night or something like that for people to check it out. Who cares? Who cares about my soundboard? It's a shitty soundboard. But Earth Dog on the ball. Earth Dog has sent me already the that song that I was talking to Zolar about. He's on the ball,
right.
Dude. That's fucking awesome. So we got that here.
Earth is the man.
Yeah, Earth Dog is the man. I'm gonna download that. We'll listen to that after the show. Katie K is posting information.
Did you hear his new Long Dong song?
What? Long Dong?
He did a Long Dong rap, man. You gotta hear it, man. Tell him to send it. It's freaking funny.
Yeah, that sounds cool. All right. He sent me another song for
I heard
for
it on
music.
The special KDK show.
Pretty good.
Yeah? Okay, I had to hear that. I've been out of the loop, like I always say. I've been really busy. I've been working that part-time job, and every night I work until late, and I'm getting no sleep. I had to take a nap today to do tonight's show, and I'm drinking coffee. I probably won't be able to go to sleep later.
Wah.
To drink coffee. Wah. Yeah, so we have to stay on the air for another hour and 18 minutes. So we got to make it good, gentlemen.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we got to stay on until 1:30 until the replay.
An hour and 18 minutes. That's nothing.
That's nothing. Wow, we can do that. We can do that, everybody. We can do that.
Like far out, man.
It's like three bowls.
Yeah, times like this, I wish I had the toll-free line working. And it's down for another 2 weeks, man. Right now, we're going to take a call from
what
a call.
What the hell happened to the toll-free line?
The toll line is I haven't been able to pay it. I'll be able to pay it in about 2 weeks. So once I get my first paycheck here at this new job.
Let's
and,
stop driving.
Yeah, well, it's all the driving. That's, you know, I can't afford all the time to pay for stuff, and I had to reduce my finances this month. The
start
budget
hitchhiking,
for the month.
Man.
No, fuck that. I just need to find a new job
got
that pays
back
me.
On the toll.
I need to find a new job that pays me what I used to make, you know, what I should be paid for the type of work I do, and I'm working on that right now. I'm interviewing and applying every day at all the new jobs that get posted on online and through the newspaper and trying to find a new job and stuff. And maybe I should cut down smoking weed.
But of course, in this wonderful bush economy, Carl, you know, Carlos, you know that, you know, you're going to get the pay, but you're going to get the accompanying bullshit with
yep.
it.
Yes, sir. That's
see,
correct.
That's the thing. If I could pass a drug test, I'd be able to fucking work anywhere.
Yeah. Well, but you do pretty well for, you know, electricians make good money, man. You kind of get your flexible schedule, and you can
yeah,
show up on your own. Do you work like on new construction stuff, or do you work in houses that are already built and stuff? You know what I mean? Like actual problems. What
it's
you,
new construction.
All new construction. So you don't have to deal with customers or nothing. You get contracted out there, huh? See, that's...
No,
that's,
you gotta deal with fucking bullshit city people and...
Inspectors and shit. Yeah, that sucks. I hate inspectors.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're a bunch of inspectors.
City people, where's he at, Carlito?
He's in, you're in Houston or just outside of Houston? How's it work for you, clone?
Dallas.
Oh, Texas, man.
I got
a lot of bugs down here from Houston, you know, man.
Good old Texas.
Let me tell you something about them cows. We go tipping about them bitches out midnight times.
Yeah. You got any Mexican friends, clone?
Don't y'all now shit in my 55-gallon hat now.
You got a lot of Mexican friends? You got a few Mexican friends?
Yeah, I got a few, man. What you need?
Say, hey. Okay, here's a song wrapping on Ward. If I get to the game for a few seconds, so. Okay, it should be coming through right now.
You see, if we actually get sound while sound normal, so okay.
It's funny because it's probably doing it right now. We got 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. Okay, no shaking. Congratulations. You made it through that little crisis
yes.
right there. Okay, good. Let's do a call here before we do that next, before we play that Long Dong rap song, apparently. We got Brothers Porcupine Barn Grill. Let's try to call that. You know what I want to call? This one time I called the Steam Donkey. That place is funny, too. Hang on. think it was called the Steam Donkey. I'm gonna try to find
Steam
it.
Donkey. What the fuck? Who would eat there?
Well, I called asking for an actual Steam Donkey. Like, I asked how much they sold it by the pound. This was back on June 8th.
How much is your steamed ass?
Yeah. This
can
is
I
back
have here. Some hot ass?
Ass.
I want to order a hot ass.
Well, I told him that I was in Iraq and I used to eat steamed donkey. That's all the meat we had for a while when we did the invasion. And that I needed, I wanted
to remember that.
Yeah, and the lady's like, no, we don't sell. That's just the name of the restaurant. We don't actually sell donkey meat. I was like, oh, I got this great recipe for donkey meat if you want it. Yeah. Let's try to call them. Let me get this next call. I don't know who we can call here. There's one song I wanted to play here, and I can't find it. Oh, man. Crappiness.
Let me spit a few.
Yeah, you're going to spit a few. Here it is. We haven't played in a while.
Oh, yeah, you ain't heard this in a while. Oh, brother, you got to do an ass hat minute tonight sometime. We ain't been one of them in years.
Okay, sure, you got it.
What happened to Saigon?
I guess we ran him off.
Oh, yeah?
Steam Donkey.
Hello,
is this the Steam Donkey?
Hello, who is this?
My name is John. John Masters, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? What can I do for you?
Well, do you do catering there?
Do we do camping?
Catering.
Catering?
Yes.
You know, the person to call, she's home right now for the evening, but if you call tomorrow between 9 and 5, ask for Lori at 975-3411. She's the manager.
Lori? You said her name is Lori?
Lori, yeah.
And so what time are you open tonight?
The office is open from 9 to 5.
Now, are you still seating people for dinner?
No.
Do you have any food that's left over that I can have?
No, we do not.
You don't have any donkey left?
Nope.
You know, I haven't had donkey since I lived in Iowa.
Yeah.
We
have to go.
No, do you have any steamed donkey for sale? How much is it worth a pound?
We don't sell donkey, and if you have any more questions, call Lori. Thank you very much.
How old is Lori? Damn it.
You gotta let him bag.
Stupid hoser. What a hoser. That wasn't that good. That was okay.
If you have any more questions, call Lori.
Jesus, call
I
Lori.
I love John Masters.
John Masters. John Masters, the 482-pound man. Everybody.
Yeah.
With Masters on hate in his mouth.
Yeah, that's one of the two voices that I do these days. We got Eddie Garcia and John Masters, and that's all I got. That's all I got.
Me and John Masters went to school together.
But you got.
I should call people.
You got
say
Serge off there from England or from Russia, right? Soviet Union.
Yeah.
Vladimir.
Oh, Vladimir. That's right. And I do a good Muslim voice apparently, which I haven't done in a long time.
Yeah, and you do the leprechaun too, man. You do the leprechaun.
We used to do that at midnight every night, clone homegrown before your time. We called it the ass hat hour, and we play that. Yeah.
Yeah. It is a tribute to all you aspiring terrorists out there.
Yeah.
May your ass hat rot in jail and your dirty turban be wrapped around your ass.
Dirty ass turban. Let's try to call. What was the 7-Eleven now that we were trying to call earlier? I was going to call about the gas pump. Can't find the gas pump.
LA or LA or somewhere.
Where was it? What's today's date? Was it today? No, it wasn't from today. Hang on.
You pulled it up out of the search.
Yeah, I did, and I'm trying to find it now. What city? Escondido. Here we are. We found it. Now. Okay, I got it, everybody. We'll call that right now. Hang on, folks. Damn. That sucks. They got their, they got their number just off the hook, apparently. Well, that sucks.
Oh.
Bastards.
Doesn't want to play.
Bastards. Well, let's try another one.
We haven't called the Hawaiian Walmart in a long time.
No, we haven't. Who else have we called here in the past, man? Good calls that we've had in the past year. We're doing a show.
I still love the one where we called the casinos. Bing, 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 bing. Oh, that's right. I love my colostomy bag and medicine on top of the machine. Go bing, bing, bing.
Yeah. I left my insulin on the machine. It goes bing, 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 bing. He's like, I'm like, you know the one? He's like, no. That's like every single machine in that damn place.
That's an old favorite thing.
Yeah, that's an old classic one.
I love that one.
Yeah, we're here reminiscing. We're having a good time. This is good. Clone, Milkman, Carlito here, Madhouse Radio. Clone, how you feel so far tonight? How are you feeling? This is great. You actually
Madhouse Radio.
Yeah, as long as we stay away from Skype, we don't buffer and I don't know. We got. You know what we could do if you ever want to do.
That's tight.
If you ever wanted to do a prank, all you have to do is just call the number here, and I'll put you on to do a prank. You just mute your mic over there and call in over here on the phone, and we'll connect to you. Milkman, you can do the same thing too, man. From now on.
Yeah, I got you.
You heard Milkman? Same right, thing. Better. You know, if you ever want to do a prank, you just call the house here. Yeah. Call the number here, and we'll put you on. We'll do a prank. You just call in. If you want to do a prank, you guys just tell me and call in. That's how the thing works here now. On the Madhouse Radio, the new version of it. The post-Andy era. And yeah, there it is. I'm trying to bullshit here. We're at 12:24 a.m. right now.
Salute you, Andy, wherever you are.
Wherever you are, God bless you, sir. And he's probably in this song goes out to Andy right here. And we'll do the next prank call. Whoa. Too loud. This song's for Andy.
Andy, wherever you're at, I hope your panties are wet.
Yes. We hope you're keeping your asshole tight. We're going to call a different 7-Eleven now. Hang on, folks.
Keep it drunk.
Hello, you?
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Hello?
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Okay.
I need some help, man. I'm trying to find your gas pump.
Huh?
I'm trying to find your gas pump.
I don't know, my friend.
Where's your gas pump at?
Sorry, my friend.
My friend. How does he know he's my friend? I don't get these people.
Durkin.
They're everybody's Durkin. Friend until they're blowing themselves up on the bus seat next to you.
Yeah, everybody's friends now. Look what happened to Zolar. He had to beat up some Muslim guy. I'm sure he was like, my friend. Until he sniffed that fucking muffin and Zolar had to kick his ass in the Starbucks. That's some crazy shit, man, these Muslims, man. What the hell is this all about, trying to blow up planes and stuff, man? Like, come
I'm
on.
I'm going to
man.
Cut you up with my butter knife, Zolar.
No, do not, I'm going
maybe,
to...
Maybe
do
all just over ticket price.
Yes, all out fire, I can do all over.
I'm going to... I'm going to blow up the plane with a bottle of Gatorade. Fuck, man. You really think... I don't think they would have pulled it off. I mean, what if they would have pulled it off, man? How would they explain it? You know,
I'm at a cream cheese bagel.
Well, explain. Listen, man. Listen how it is. You get 6 or 8 planes out over the Atlantic Ocean. Okay, and you explode them out there in the middle between, you know, the UK and the States. You know how long it's
going
to take for...
We're going to kill some fish. Going to kill a bunch of fish.
How do you rescue people from that? You can't... I mean, no one's going to survive, but you know they're going to call it a rescue operation. How are they going to do that?
They don't. They're shark food.
Yeah. You know, in the middle of the Atlantic, you know it's going to take so long for choppers. You're going to have to move in a carrier out there. I don't know what the hell you do, and all the evidence
I
is going to sink.
In an oil rig.
Yeah, I mean, you know, all the evidence is going to sink in the water. How are you going to find out how the plane exploded? You're probably not going to find out. You know, you're not going to be able to trace the explosives that were in it because it's all going to be logged with salt water. I mean, it's impossible. That would have been so horrible, man. That would have been something, you know? All those people dead.
We've already had 9/11, so we can't have another disaster.
Baby bottle milk.
They averted it.
How many people on one of those planes you think, Milkman? About 100 people when they're full?
Well, 757, more than that.
Yeah, because, you know, they usually pack those planes that do that trip as full as they can. They're always packed, right?
I think a 757 is like or an Aerobus is the smallest plane that flies that long a trip because they've got such a big tank. So
yeah.
It'd be a 757, 767, Aerobus.
lowest,
a couple hundred people, bro.
So lowest case scenario, let's say, lowest case scenario, they hijack six. You know, they're saying between 6 and 10 planes. Let's say they hijack six and 100 people on each one. If it was at least
1,000 people,
at least 600 people, if not over, 1,000 some people. How many people died in 9/11? 2,000? Was it 1,000 something or 2,000 something? I forgot.
Yeah, 2,500 something.
2,500. So that'd be like half of a 9/11, right there, just about.
That's only the ones they knew about, but all the bums and all the rummies and everything, it just turned into dust.
Yeah.
They'll never be counted for. That's only the ones they knew about.
Well, they know how many.
The official count was 2,500.
Yeah, that's people who reported missing and all that. You know what I mean? Like people, that someone said so and so was there and didn't come back. You know, after a month, you knew, okay, he's not coming back. He or she's not coming back. Anyway, depressing enough. Well,
it wasn't the Manhattan Project.
No, it was not the Manhattan Project. No. Anyway. So, let's do another call here. It's 12:30 right now. We got another hour to go here.
You can do it!
I can do it! If not, then I can just play something. I got plenty of shit I can play here to take up some time. It's gonna be kind of late. I'm gonna end the show at 1, and then I'll play something until 1:30, and then Sirius will come back in. Deal? You guys okay with that? We're on the show in about a half hour. All right, we'll give it about a half hour here, everybody. I'll play some pranks and stuff like that. We'll play some stuff for you guys to listen to until Zolar kicks in on his appearance on the Sirius Howard 101 roundtable. Stern Friend.
Are you gonna play the Long Dong song?
Yes, we have that, Milkman. Very good call. Thank you for reminding me, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Very good. Very good, man. Send you ahead. You're on here for something.
And you're going to play the Stern, old-time Stern song.
I don't know if we're going to play that. I've got the link here. I'm probably going to save that for next week. Yeah, you know what the song is. Okay, this is the Long Dong rap, you say, huh? Hang on.
Who are you? I want to know how long it is. Yay! He's back to normal. He must have had a cold or something. He's back.
Yo, I'm old. I'm Chinese. My oriental stop before you on your knees. I eat chicken ball and wings. Everybody know my song makes things. When you call my house, you're going to leave a message. You're going to tell me quick, nothing rhymes with quick, but that's okay because you threw the long dong. I be the man that got the outgoing message song. Leave a message.
Bakashi.
Yo, Long, what up, man? Look,
Bakashi, don't be talking shit, boy. Fuck you! Fuck you, fuck. Fuck you, fuck. Alright. That was pretty... I've caught Long Dong once.
Yay, that rocked.
I've got a...
Herb dog.
Listen to this. We haven't played this. This is something that hasn't been played since it was made, I would say, about 9 months ago. I have one call that I ever did Long Dong. It's 28 seconds long.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Dong. How you doing there? Dong.
Huh?
Dong Dong.
Who are you?
Who are you, Mr. Dong?
Long Dong, Long Dong.
This is Carlito. Hey, calm down. Hey, calm down. Hey, look, no, you listen. Hey,
huh? International
big girl. Shut up. Shut up, old man. You shut up over there, Zipperhead. Listen to me. Oh, my God. He just beat the shit out of his phone. He's so angry.
That's the one time I've called him right there. I only called him once.
That was a great call.
He's an interesting guy.
That was classic.
He is an interesting guy.
Good.
He's like, Carrito. But he said international man. Did he say something like international man? You are international
play it again,
man.
That's only what, 10 seconds? Play it again.
All right, let's see what he said. I'll try to find it. Hang on.
No, hey, calm down. Hey, calm down. Hey, no, you listen. Hey, huh?
International bigger.
Shut up.
International bigger? What does he say? They call me international nigger.
Some shit.
International
bigger.
Shut up.
International bigger. I need to get that for the show.
International
bigger.
Shut up. Oh, it gets someone interrupted. I think Milkman did.
Shut up, old man.
Okay, that's enough of that. All right, where are we here? Music loading. Okay. So we're calling somebody. I'm high, man. I'm stoned.
All right.
I don't know what the hell I'm doing. Let's call.
I'm getting tickets, man. I'm pissed off.
Did you total that? How much are you spending on the tickets again? I'm sorry. Did you say that already?
I don't know. I'm gonna have to see a judge.
How many tickets did you get?
Two.
For what? Speeding?
No, one was registration and one was, no insurance.
That sucks. You get arrested for the registration thing here in Florida, man. They'll definitely search your car if you get
expired. Yeah, they don't do it here, though.
Yeah, in Florida, man, if you have an expired registration, they take you away. On, like, $500 bail. Most people usually get bailed out.
Yeah, fuck.
Yeah, it sucks. And it happens quite a bit. I drove on a suspended license for, like, a whole year, dude. I mean, I had to. I had no choice. I had to work, and I had to suspend a license.
This was like fucking since February.
Yeah. Wow. That's a long time. But yeah, my license got suspended. I drove on it, and I got pulled over, and the cop let me go. He could have sent me to jail. Most people get sent to jail for that. He pulled me over, and he let me go.
Yeah.
Because I flat out denied that I had to pay the ticket. I told him, no, I paid that ticket. I know I paid that ticket. I told him. Milkman, is that your mating call?
Milkman. No, I think you got blue lights in your mirror there, man. Look in your rearview mirror. You got blue lights blowing up on you right now.
That's what a cop would do to me. Shoot my ass, nigga. There you go. There we go.
Hello, dead man.
Hello there. Hello there, Mr. Carlito. How you doing there?
Fuck the motherfucking police.
Fuck the police coming straight out. I got that song here. Hang on, we'll play that for you. That seems to be
alright.
I got fuck police brutality. I got here we get the sound effect here too. If I can get this shit to work. Oh jeez. Oh, here we go. Okay. Well, we're gonna call Brothers Porcupine Bar and Grill. This is in Minnesota. And we'll be right back with that prank call right after this.
I hear the guy.
Some minutes and days for the trend trended on your card of posters.
Man, the lights is on the back of my bumper, man.
Porky's?
Yeah, how you doing, sir?
Pretty good.
Good. Sir, still open, correct?
Pardon?
Still open?
Yeah.
Until what time? Until like about another hour or so?
Yep.
Okay, do you have any hamburgers there?
No. Nope.
What do you serve?
Kitchen's closed.
Now, what am I supposed to do, drink?
I guess.
Will you fry me some french fries, man? Come on.
Okay.
You will?
I can't cook food. I'm just a bartender.
You got a microwave there you guys use?
I don't know. I'd have to look.
Well, you'll find out real quick if I can bring in my Lean Cuisine, and I'll come down and I'll tip you well.
Okay.
All right, I'll be right here.
Thank you.
Well, don't go, asshole. Son of a bitch. What was the premise of that prank call? I forgot.
Homosexual bartender.
I was going to call as Fat Albert. I forgot. Oops. My bad.
Hey, call Fat Albert's restaurant.
Yeah, let's call Fat Albert's. Hang on. I have a Fat Albert call I did recently, too, man. You missed the Fat Albert call. Fat Albert sucks.
I haven't heard a few of them. I don't know which one.
Hey. Fat Albert. which one was it? Fat Albert's Food
and Grill. I'm here to talk about Joe Gruden.
Here we go. Fat Albert's Hamburgers, Pizza, and Deli. This is the one that I'm going to call. That's the one from before. We'll be right back with that prank call, folks. Hang on. Well, that didn't work, so we're going to try to call the Hobo Camp.
What happened there?
Nobody answered. So we're calling the Hobo Camp. We're calling Mr. Slaughter.
I took a big hit. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
The Hobo Camp.
Hey, how you doing, man?
What's up?
Hey, you got any room there for me tonight?
You got any more?
You got any room?
Yeah, we got some room.
Yeah, how much you charging?
What are you looking for? RV space or? What are you looking for?
I just need a place to sleep tonight, man. My wife kicked me out of the house.
Oh, is this George?
No, but I got an RV.
You have an RV?
Yeah, why? To see if I can park it over there. It's my wife. She's cheating on me with this guy.
Right.
It's his RV, and I took it out of my driveway. He was parked in my driveway when I came home from work tonight.
Right.
In his RV, and he was having his way with my old lady. So I went ahead and I stole his RV. I didn't steal it. It was on my property, so it's mine. My name is John Masters.
Okay.
And I've been here living in town for quite some time, and like I said, my wife for 13 years cheated on me, and I took the guy's RV, it was on my property, and it's why I'm finding good. I never drove one of these things before. And it's really hard to turn.
Out here?
Yeah, I'm in it now. I'm driving it with my knees because I'm talking on the phone and I'm eating a hot dog in the other hand. But I mean, do you have any suggestions on how I can get to your place over there and how much you're going to charge me to stay overnight?
I don't think you ought to come out here, John, with a stolen RV.
No, it's not stolen. It was on my property, you see. It's mine. It's mine, fair and square.
Yeah, John, I think you might just better go somewhere else, find another car.
You can't refuse my service. Come on, aren't you a Christian? Damn it. And that's that, everybody. That's John Masters.
Fattest man on PC radio, right here. Only on KDK, Madhouse Radio.
Get it right.
Madhouse Radio, that's who we are. That's who we are here at Madhouse Radio, Milkman.
Madhouse.
Carlito, Milkman, and Clone Homegrown tonight, coming to you. Having a great show tonight. We got about another 14 minutes left here.
Live from the Rastafari.
From the Rastafari, that's right. We got about another... We got about another 14 minutes here. I need to get ready with the pranks that I'm going to be playing. Dude, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know what pranks I'm going to play. I might not even play any pranks, honestly. I think I might just let the rotation take over until 1:30. Then I'll play the whole thing at 1:30. Whatever. You know what I mean? I'll play the series replay at 1:30. But I want to subject anybody to a half hour of.
We hear you.
You hear me, guys, alright? Milkman, you understand that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's try one more prank call before we call it a night. So I can call over here. Nice. Nice one, Milkman. We'll call this Fat Albert's Food and Drink instead. Maybe this one will work.
Madman said he sent you a number. Said he sent you an Emily number.
Oh, you know what? I'll call.
It's this chick.
Yeah, Madman always has good numbers.
Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna call that.
Some chick that ripped him off in $40 or something.
Okay.
We've been pranking the shit out of her sister anyway.
Your current balance will allow you to talk for 3 hours, 7 minutes, 33 seconds. Actual minutes may vary per the terms printed on your card or posters.
Okay, so this guy has been, okay, bad man, got ripped off by this chick, $40. She's a heroin drug addict?
Yeah, $40. I've been telling him I'm going to break her legs.
Okay.
Hi, I'm sorry, I'm away from my phone. If you leave me a detailed message with your phone number, I'll get...
She sounds like a cunt. She sounds like a cunt, honestly. So I don't blame it. I don't deny that she would do something like that. Yeah, man.
She was a cool bitch, though. She took it. You're not gonna do shit to my sister.
Yeah.
Listen here now, boy.
Yeah. Oh man, I gotta stand up right quick. So my ass is killing me, man.
Head rush.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I wish I could keep going to 130, but the wind is leaving my sails real quickly. Milkman with the neck, clone homegrown with the next year.
Man, I gotta work in about 3.5 hours.
Yeah, you know what? I got a little sleep. I gotta work until 11 o'clock tomorrow night.
Smoke weed every day.
And I start work at 8. I'm leaving home at 7 o'clock in the morning. I won't get home until like midnight tomorrow. That's why I roll these days, man. And then I have to be at work Saturday morning at 6 o'clock in the morning. And I won't get home until like 11. And Sunday I work at night also. I start working at 3. I don't have a day off until...
That's a motherfucker.
Yeah, I don't have a day off without working... that I know of coming up at all, that I know for sure. Tuesday is the next day that I don't have to work two jobs. I only work my regular job on Tuesday. I'll have the evening to myself. So it sucks, man. But I gotta do what I gotta do. I need money, man. You know, times are tough. I gotta work those two jobs. Try to do better.
Bills, man.
I'm trying to buy some extra stuff. Trying to buy a new computer for the show, and I need to get the AC fixed in my car because it's like 100 degrees out here in Florida, and I have no AC. It's bad.
Madman says one more.
That's right.
The Josh guy.
Okay, Carlito, one more, he says, and he sends me a number for some dude named Josh. She went up to their apartments to get...
I think this was the guy. He was...
Okay, yeah. He just called them and he answered. She went up to their apartment,
Carlito,
to get... Okay.
You have the bing, bing, bing call, dude.
The bing, bing, bing call? The casino calls? You know what? I can play a half hour block of pranks if you know. Let's just do that, and then so I guess if Plant and I were gonna finish
it. 1:30, man. Say fuck it.
Fuck it. We're gonna bullshit a lot. Apparently, we'll play pranks, but we'll stay on and we'll comment on them. All right, we'll do that too. But let's call Madman's number here right quick. Let's call Madman's number, Josh. And
that's
where this bitch went who stole his $40. All right, so we'll do that now.
Oh shit.
We're gonna hook him up with a nice prank.
Yeah.
Is this that Chinese song I like so much?
I don't know.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up? Who is this?
I need to speak with Emily.
Who is this?
My name is John Masters.
It's who?
John Masters.
I don't know an
Emily. You don't know Emily. Come on, put Emily on, man.
I don't know an Emily.
Well, where's Josh at?
Who's Josh?
My boy Josh.
I don't know.
guys must have the wrong number.
Come on, I need to talk to Josh. Who are you?
Fucking, I'm Gary, dude. This is my telephone.
Nigga, where's Josh?
Nigga, I don't know who the fuck you are.
What'd you call me? Would you call me white boy? Would you call me white boy?
Fuck up, I'll fuck shit up.
Fucking white boy, I'll fuck you up, son.
Yeah, okay.
I know where you fucking live, faggot.
Oh, you do? Where do I live?
You live down there in the yard.
In the yard?
That's right, motherfucker. You know where you're gonna be living? You're gonna be living under me.
Dude, you're supposed to talk motherfucker.
Why don't you come down here and get in my bed with me under the covers, man?
Yeah, okay.
Wrestle around a little bit with you.
Yeah, okay, fucking
say. I'm gonna suck on your nipples a little bit.
Yeah, you probably like that too.
I would, yeah, I'll do
a
it.
A little dick in your ass.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
I heard it's like that, man. It's like that with you, right?
You like dick in your ass and shit?
I heard I heard you're a little cum slut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When your girlfriend's telling on me, maybe it's fine.
No, with other men, man. I heard you and Josh.
Who the fuck is Josh?
Josh, your boy Josh. Dude, you know, I'm here in Crystal Terrace, man. Don't fuck with me.
Oh, no, I'm scared.
You're not scared?
No.
Josh, man, I know it's you. Don't fuck with me.
Who the fuck is Josh? You keep talking about people I don't even fucking know.
You're a bitch-ass faggot, dude.
Yeah, okay. You're in Crystal Terrace right now?
Yeah, well, I'm going to come down. You know, you have a nice car. You know that? You know what I mean?
I do.
You have a nice car.
You're in Crystal Terrace right now.
Well, I mean, it'd be a shame for something bad happened to your car, you know?
My car?
Yeah.
Too bad I'm not in Crystal Terrace right now, though, man.
Yeah, well, you're going to be coming back. Right?
If I live there, maybe.
No.
I live there.
No, you're going to be coming back here, dude.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? Just, you know, protect your car is all I got to say.
Who is this, Mark?
I don't have to tell you who it is, man. Just let me talk to Josh.
Who the fuck is Josh?
I got beef with Josh, and they have good word to know that you're going to be fucking around with Josh, too, so...
I don't know a Josh, dumbass.
Well, where's my 80 bucks?
I knew a Josh.
You're fucking lying.
Who the fuck is Josh?
You're fucking with me, dude, and you're going to pay for it.
Dude, if it's fucking... I'll get you before you get me, bitch.
Yeah, well, you know what? I got 3 dents in my car door... for when I parked up at Crystal Terrace, and I have it on good word that you fucked up my car, you dinged it up. Why can't you can't be a man, come pay for this shit, dog?
I'm not gonna pay for shit.
You fucked up my car, man. You fucked up my green car, my green Mazda.
Your green Mazda?
That's right, son.
You know my signature right in there?
Car anyway. Fucking might as well trash that car.
Dude, honestly, between me and you, you're going to really regret when something bad happens to your car, like happened to mine, because of you.
Dude, I don't even live in Crystal Terrace. I don't know who Josh or Emily is.
Yeah, but you're going to be coming back.
Coming back? I don't even fucking go over there, dumbass.
You come here all the time.
Yeah, okay.
Well, you came here and you scratched up my car.
Why the fuck would I scratch up your car?
You did it on accident, but you didn't man up and leave me a $50 bill there under the windshield wiper. That's what you're supposed to do.
Dude, I didn't touch your car, dumb man.
You opened your door, you scratched it up, and you didn't fix it. You didn't leave me any cash or nothing.
The fuck are you talking about? What? How would you have my cell phone number if I dented your car?
Because Josh gave it to me.
Who the fuck is Josh?
Josh is the guy that scratched up my car and said it was your fault.
Dude, you're a fucking weird-ass motherfucker.
You're a fucking...
Josh, who?
You're a motherfucker.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. You know what?
You're a weak-ass piece of shit.
You won't. Be sure to check out that you have all the gas in your car when you start it up tomorrow.
I'll have everything in my car when I start it up tomorrow, though, man.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're going to be sorry when you run out of gas on your way to, you know, on your way to work.
Please don't do that. Pour some sugar in the gas tank, too.
I'm not going to use sugar, no.
That's really far out.
I'm going to... I just want
to... You gas because you're fucking too broke to get gas?
Well, I don't work.
Oh, no.
I'm going to siphon all your gas. I'm going to let the air out of your tires.
Oh, no, please don't do that.
I'm going to take a shit inside your car.
That's some real destructive shit, dude.
I'm going to take a shit inside your car.
Who is this? So I can get you later.
You know what?
I'm not afraid to tell you who I am. Well, I don't know who the fuck these people are you're talking about.
I told you, I'm John Masters.
John Masters.
Yes, sir. John Masters. You need to write it down? Do you need a translator?
No, I don't need a translator.
All right.
I don't know who the fuck you are either.
It sounds like you're speaking faggot.
Yeah, I do that sometimes. Can't help it.
You do the dick sometimes.
Alright, whatever, dude. Get a fucking life.
Alright, bitch.
Yeah, okay, cocksucker.
Alright, faggot.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Oh, no.
Your mom.
Man,
your mom, faggot.
I'm gonna try all fucking night.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep calling you all night, too, sucker.
Cool, please do it.
But you need to, you really need to pay for that shit.
If I did it, man, I'd man up.
But you did. You know you don't. You know you're a woman. You got a vagina and you're a woman.
Yeah, I got my fingers in my pussy right now, too.
You got your fingers in your ass what now? You got your fingers on your clit?
I just said that. I didn't thought her.
Does your pussy stink?
Yeah.
It does stink, right?
All
yeah.
All those fucking niggers fucking it.
Your pussy stinks, doesn't it, faggot?
Yeah. You got fucking 9-10-inch black dudes fucking ramming you 10 times a day. It's fucking your pussy starts to stink.
I don't know what you're saying. So you admit you have a vagina, then?
Yeah.
And that's why you don't man up about shit, right?
I didn't man up about shit. I didn't fucking touch your car, bitch.
Are you ragging right now?
Yeah, kind of.
You are? You're ragging right now, aren't you?
Who the fuck is Josh, though?
Josh is your boyfriend.
Yeah, okay.
He's the guy that blamed you for fucking up my car, dude.
If I knew a Josh, I might be able to fucking help you.
Well, he's never fucking lied to me. He said he hangs out with you over at the Crystal Terrace Apartments, dude.
He hangs out with me?
Yep.
Josh?
Yes.
What's his last name?
I don't know, man. I'm not on a last name basis with him.
What does he look like?
He's some white boy.
Some white boy?
Yeah.
You're a fucking white boy too, dumb
man. No, I'm not, man.
Sound like it.
Samoan.
Samoan.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
All right, faggot. We're going to let you go.
All right.
That's it. Hey, Milkman, wake the fuck up, alright? Did Milkman fall asleep? That's bullshit. Shut up! Make fun of me for alright, I was going nowhere. What's the big deal? So what?
Oh, shit!
Right. Anyway, Skull and Bones tells me that...
Shoot me in the ass, shoot the messenger.
Shit. Skull and Bones says, great show. He's going to bed, but he's still listening. Time for this old man to head to bed. I wonder just how old he is. But that's Skull and Bones.
Skull and Bones.
He's one of the...
job in my bones.
He's one of the Blackout fans who is a convert over to Madhouse Radio. Right over there.
Right on,
man. Welcome to the light side. Leaving the dark side of the Blackout's box. Non-existent radio. That's what that is.
Smoke weed every day.
As Clone Homegrown refreshes himself, his THC levels. Madman says, thank you for the prank call. You're very welcome. And is that call going to be on the podcast? Yes, that call will be on the podcast. The podcast, you can subscribe to the podcast by visiting madhouselive.com. You can also hear old episodes and prank calls by visiting madhouselive.com and clicking on the podcast links and the... and the archive links. What is your problem, woman? All right,
keep it rolling, guys. I gotta get some more fucking water.
All right, well, we'll keep it rolling here. I'm trying to find, the hell was I trying to find
Pull
here?
My finger, man.
Something I was supposed to talk about before he moved on. Shit, I forgot. I don't know. Oh, yes, here we go.
You're gonna play some classic calls.
Whoa.
You have volley call?
The Polly Call? The original one or the new one?
Listen,
wait, you haven't heard the new one, have you?
Oh, the original one.
Well, hey,
I don't know. Depends how long ago it was.
Say about a month ago?
No.
Okay, you haven't heard it. Okay, we'll play them both. Here's the first one right now. This is the real Pasquale, and after that we'll play the misdial Pasquale. Hang on.
Exclusive of PCU Radio and MadhouseLive.com.
Alright, where we at?
Hey, man, speak with Pasquale, please.
Plant Brent.
Who's speaking?
Hey, Pasquale, how you doing, you asshole?
Who's this?
I've got a problem with you.
What's the problem?
Well, seems to me you came down here, used our toilet, you didn't flush it, and now it's
mess. I never used, I don't know what you're talking about.
You used my toilet here the other day, you son of a bitch, you retard.
What toilet?
My toilet, my, you know what, describe it to me.
I don't know what you're talking about. I've been in the house, I haven't been out.
Well, it's been, it was last week.
Nah, I don't use anybody's toilet, bro.
I got a good mind to go down there, Pasquale, and punch you in the chest.
For what? I don't remember. I swear on my mother. I don't know who, what house or what are you talking about?
Well, look, your mother's here right now with me having sex with me, and she's not
my
very
mother.
Happy. Yes.
My mother's dead.
So how are you going to swear on somebody who's dead? What are you, a goddamn heathen now? Are you Muslim?
No. I don't know what you're talking about, really, man. You don't have to talk to me like that because I'm a human being. If I did something
no,
wrong,
not.
I would tell you.
You're not a human being in my eyes. You're a scum, worst of the earth, piece of crap. You listen to me.
What?
Come down here, you bring yourself a plunger, and you fix this horrible mess you made, or I'm going to...
I don't remember. I didn't do anything.
I'm going to rip all your leg hairs out and the hair off.
I'm
going to
cut your hair off.
I'm a big...
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm a big vagina. I got a big vagina. I'm Pasquale.
I remember, I don't use anybody's toilet, man.
Well, you owe me $5 breaking the toilet.
Breaking the toilet? What the... Tell me what
it is. I told you already. My name is Bo Steen.
Don't know you.
Do now, because you're going to come down here and fix it. You're going to get to know me really well.
I ain't fixing nothing because I didn't break nothing.
Well,
I don't use anybody's toilet.
Well, you came down the street. You live right next. You came down. You used a toilet. You took a big shit. And
I took a big shit.
Yes.
And it wasn't me, pal. It was not me. You got the wrong guy.
Well, either you come down here and fix it, or I'm going to go down there and make you drink the toilet water out of your toilet after I take a big shit. See if you like it.
Pal, I don't know what you're
talking
about. Why
don't you be in a turd lineup?
Now you're getting, I don't know what you're talking
yeah.
about.
How big is your nose?
Hey, man, I'm going to call the sheriff.
I'm not afraid of you or your mother.
Huh?
Well, how big
I
is...
I don't know what... Hey, look, if I did something, I would tell you.
Well, you're
I
a sinner.
I nobody's toilet.
You're a sinner.
I'm a what?
You're a sinner.
What's that?
You're a sinner. You sin against God.
Uh-huh.
How dare you come here to this church... And take a shit in the toilet.
Church? I know that, but I haven't been in the church.
Well, the pastor said he saw you.
He's got the wrong guy. You bring the pastor here. I haven't been in any church.
Oh, now you're going to hurt the pastor.
Bring him here. Let him identify me.
You just threatened the clock.
I didn't threaten nobody.
You better confess your sins right now to the pastor or you're going to hell. Sir?
Please enter your destination number now.
Be sure to visit.
How was that? Nope, man, are you even awake? You sound like you're snoring over there. Who's snoring?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that clone? Are you sleeping? What the hell? Someone keeps snoring over there. What the fuck is that?
No, man.
You guys are nuts.
I think he's ripping a bong snore.
A bong snore. That's what it is. I think he lost it. Shit. EarthDog has sent me that link, but I can't find it now. For that other song. Oh, well. So that's that one, and we'll play the incorrect Pasquale here.
The following is an exclusive of PCU Radio and MadhouseLive.com.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Pasquale.
Yeah.
Hey, Pasquale, tu bro?
You son of a bitch, speak English, America.
Yeah, you son of a bitch, you motherfucking, you are not speaking Spanish.
I
what
know,
you
speak, are? You speak English, I say.
Motherfucking,
you
motherfucking.
You motherfucker.
You
bitch.
Don't
ever. I'm putting
the mouth.
Mow my lawn.
Mow my lawn.
Mow my lawn. Mow my lawn, I say. So that's what you wanted, Hookman, and we can
play. That's my favorite. Man, they rock, man.
So let's see what else we got here.
Stay tuned for some more goodies.
We got more pranks here. We've got. We got House of Poon. I don't remember that. We got Get Out of Puerto Rico. We got Fun with Numbers. We played that already tonight. Escort Gets Heated. That's a... Oh, that's the original Nautica call. The original Nautica call. Remember that? Where she was, like, fighting with her pimp in the background? There we go.
Yeah.
You know, all this stuff is going on the CD.
Who's the one we called?
The CD that's going to be coming out.
There no broke-ass niggas up in here on my damn kitchen.
Brown and black? No. Can't say I do. Brown and black.
Yeah, the two guys on there and the girl, and they were sitting there.
The black people. Love that. Fun was it? Fun with blacks.
It was something with blue, dude. Brown with blacks or some shit. Funny ass call.
Was it conversation with blacks or argument with blacks? It's online. I know. Yeah. I posted it.
Yeah.
Where the hell is that, dude? What's that called? Something with blacks. All pranks.
Hey, open up the page and just search the page for.
Yeah, I can't. It's on the forums. If you can look in the forum, in the KDK forums. See if I can find it here. Hang on, let me play some song here while I try to find it.
Funny.
Yeah. While you dig.
Oh man. Alright, we'll play this.
Okay.
Alright, well, while I find that, we'll play the escort getting heated. This is the original Nautica call. Right here.
Or bing, 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 bing.
I got that next here, too. We'll do that, too. Radio and
MadHouseLive.com. I don't want nobody else in my house. I'm fucked up on one person right here, and that fucked up for the rest.
Can you stay in your car?
I'm not. You might listen to me on the phone.
Yeah. Well, what's up? Well, I'm just business, and you're up there all up on your business. What happened?
You're calling me from block numbers.
That's a block number.
What you need to do is hang up, push start 82, and call back.
No, I did already, though. You told me.
But I'm not going to blackmail.
Look, bitch. I'm talking to you, bitch. I'm talking to you, bitch.
You called me, so I'm paying in cash from the get-go.
Yo, I'm talking to you.
You ready? Come on, baby.
Yeah, what's up?
Well, darling, since you know who I am,
who you talking
to? But you don't blackmail anyone, because I said I ain't fuck with a nigga fucking.
No, I got all the proof. I got all these proofs. You talked about paraphernalia.
Paraphernalia?
Yeah, I heard you.
You don't even know what paraphernalia I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do. A crack pipe.
Crack pipe. I don't know about having no crack.
What, I know. You're too fat to be
it
on crack.
It wasn't crack, though. See, that's how bad you wasn't listening.
You're too fat to be on crack. You're too fat.
You know what?
Talk police.
Well,
Mount
Fleet.
What is it?
Hold on. You writing it down?
I don't care. I got it, too. I'll call my brother. I call my brother.
4-7-6-8-1-5-5-0.
I'm not listening. I don't need to listen to you, ho.
All right, his name is... I know the officer's name and everything. It's on the product. You want his name, too?
No, look, my brother's a cop.
Yeah, go on and call him.
My brother's a cop.
Yeah, you go on and do that. You sit in my pocket and talk about that to yourself,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, you're in big trouble. I better get that free dick suck. You better get that free dick suck. What was she? What was she?
Every time I see that motherfucker, I'm gonna be hot.
See that before we started that prank, it was like another like 5 minutes at least of her fighting with her pimp in the background and shit like that, something like that. I think it was proposing to her or something. Yeah. It was something fucked up.
I hear
like
him
that.
In the background.
Yeah, you hear him in the background, but I had to condense that a little bit. But that's that. The casino lost and found. This is Milkman's request here. Milkman.
Following is an exclusive.
Here you go.
ECU Radio and MadHouseLive.com.
Yeah, hello. Hello?
What's the operator? How can I help you?
Yes, hi. Is this the Silver Legacy?
Well, that's what I was trying to tell you, sir.
Well, look, ma'am, I have a Travis here. I've lost my wallet, my cell phone, my insulin shots, and my sugar is up on the roof, and I need to get my insulin. And I can't find them, and I'm sure I left them there on one of the machines. And my wallet is gone, and I can feel my sugar.
Hello, you have reached Silver Legacy Lost and Found. So that we can better serve you, please leave the following information.
You are being transferred, and a hotel operator will assist you.
That's right. Emergency. Fabulous Sunday brunch. Hello, yeah, look, my sugar is up through the roof, and I done left my diabetes kits there.
Where are you at? Don't get an ambulance for you.
I don't need an ambulance. I need my insulin pills. I need my shot and my pills, and I left them all there, and my wallet, and my cell phone. I can't even call my daughter to come over here. I could be dying if she's doing this.
Here's the best part.
My insulin is way up in the sky. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I left my pills and my diabetes syringe and my insulin's there.
You left them where?
I left them there on top of that machine there with the lights.
You left them where?
the machine with the lights. That goes bing, 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 bing. I left it on there. You know the one?
No, I don't know the one.
I left my insulin shot. If I don't take it, I
you should probably come back and get it, sir, because I don't know where you left it. Sir, you need to come back and get it, because I don't know where you left it.
I left my contact lenses there. I can't see.
I don't know where you left it. You're going to need to come back and get it.
I left my keys. I left my cell phone.
You're not understanding me. I'm done with this conversation.
I left my shoes, my wallet, my pants.
You've just been listening to us.
I left all that shit there.
Bing, bing, bing.
Yeah. The machine in the casino with the lights that goes bing, bing, bing. There's only like 100 of them there. You mean the slot machine, sir? Yeah, that's the one. It's on there.
That one. In the corner.
Yeah, the one in the corner. It's one of four. Next up, we got 15 minutes here before the replay starts. Our outro takes about 5 minutes and 47 seconds, so about 6 minutes there. So we need 9 more minutes to kill here, folks. Any parting... Milkman, why don't you give our parting shout-outs here real quick while I get ready to end the show.
Sure, man. I'd like to give a big shout-out there to Madman. He provides us with our wonderful boxing ring here, this chat room, man. Everybody come in here and smack down on their buddy, man, and come back laughing the next day, man. It's all good, baby. Thank you, Madman, for all the fun, man. Dr. Lego, man, our voice, man, the guy that brings a sound to our ears that parts with these wonderful wits and wisdoms from the madhouse and everybody here at PCU. Thank you for giving us breath, Dr. Lego. KDK, our benevolent sponsor, the Cerebro of the prank call world. Thank you so much for trusting us, giving us your blessing, and allowing us to provide entertainment to this big prank call world we call PCU. And most of all you listeners out there, it's all about you, baby. It's all about you. We do this for fun, and we bring it to you every day. Free of charge, once a week, we got a show for you, man. We love you, PCU. And God bless Carlito. Carlito is the leader of the Madhouse Militia, man. Our benevolent general. Thank you so much, man. Everybody, we love you, PCU.
Yes,
Peace. We do.
All right. I'd like to thank, first of all, you, Milkman. Thank you for being on tonight. Thank you. Welcome back, Milkman. It was great having you back here. And
I got one addendum.
Okay.
Also, a big shout out to the hardest working man at PCU, the master of the numbers in the quick keystrokes, the lonesome loser. Without you, we'd all grind to a halt.
Right, I was about to say that too.
Thank you, lonesome loser.
You stole the words out of my mouth. Yes, thank you, lonesome loser. And thank you, Clone Homegrown.
Well done, well done.
A great showing tonight, Clone Homegrown. You did a great job on the show tonight. Well, can we expect to have you here next week?
I'll be there.
Okay, good. 2 seconds later, he says he'll be here. Awesome.
Yeah, I'm on a delay.
I know, you're on delay. It's funny. Yeah, right. You're just
I'm
high.
On a fucking delay,
you're
man.
Just high. Yeah.
Blame it on the bong,
blame it on the delay. Sure, yeah. Sure it is. Sure it is. Okay, Jupe will be coming on later tonight.
Fuck you.
Jupe will be coming on later tonight at 2:30 a.m., before that, we'll be replaying, illegally I might add, we'll be replaying the Stern Fan Roundtable from earlier tonight with Zolar's appearance there. It's an hour long. That'll be from 1:30 to 2:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and then Jupe will be going on after that at 2:30 a.m. until he falls asleep, apparently. So be sure to stay tuned tonight. Plenty of prank calls and plenty of action here to listen to tonight. So thank you very much, and let's play this prank here real quick. This is Get Out of Puerto Rico. All these are going to be on the CD.
Oh, you didn't find trouble with the blacks, did you?
Hello?
No.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hey. How you doing there, lady?
Hi.
Hey, where's Dick at?
I think you got the wrong number.
Well, why don't you get some Dick on the phone for me, then?
How about you kiss my ass?
I need some dick, bitch. Why don't you shut up? You're talking to a man, first of all. Don't you read the Bible?
I don't give a fuck.
Who I'll beat your ass with the damn Bible, woman.
Well, I bet you will.
I will, too.
All right, well, come on.
Oh, I got some dishes here they need to get done. Why don't you get over here?
All right, come on.
All right, fine. What, you think you're going to push me around?
Where the fuck do you live? You're calling Puerto Rico. Do you know that?
Yeah, I don't care. Mienday. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, I don't do that.
Remember this one.
Well, I got to be scared. I got to be scared of some Puerto Rican. Ooh, I'm scared. I'm Puerto Rican. Ooh, I'm scared.
You're not educated. You didn't want to go to school either, did you?
Puerto Ricans are stupid.
I don't give a fuck. I'm American, honey. I'm from New York.
So what? New York is stupid, too.
So are you, and you suck dick too, bitch.
You Puerto Ricans ruin New York.
You Puerto
Ricans ruin New York, puta maricona.
I'm not Puerto Rican, bitch, I'm Italian, motherfucker.
You're fucking butana.
I'm fucking cochina. Italian.
Oh yeah? They're even worse. Nothing worse than a Puerto Rican and an Italian.
Fucking Jewish, huh?
Yeah, you're Jewish too?
Fucking green what else? Back, motherfucker.
Whatever, I'm not Jewish either.
What are you, Arabic, you fucking inbred?
No, I'm not Arabic, bitch.
Fucking inbred.
You're fucking rude, bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, you wish I was
Arabic. You're gonna get a punk on the phone, huh, bitch?
I wish I was Arabic. You know why?
Yeah.
Because then I could.
You could ride your father's nose, bitch.
I could beat you.
Legally. Your father's nose, motherfucker.
You wouldn't have any rights if I was in charge.
Thank you, Maricone.
You shouldn't be able to vote either, you bitch. Get out of here. Get off the phone now. Okay, put me. Let me talk to a man.
I hung up with my mother.
She's still there.
There's some dude on the phone. He's American.
Hey, listen.
Hello.
Are you on too?
Hello. Yes, I am an American.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, I am an American. Who the hell are you?
Who are you talking to? Who you want to talk to?
Is this Puerto Rico?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, guess what?
What?
Get our land.
This is
America now. We're taking over. We're calling all the Puerto Ricans to let them know they need to move out. Go to Dominican Republic or something.
Yeah.
Go to Costa Rica. It's close enough.
How about you come here and turn me out from here?
How about you take the dick out of your mouth before you start talking to me?
Yeah. I'm going to see you what, huh?
I got mashed potatoes in my mouth.
I'm going to see you what, huh?
You
said... You said... motherfucker. You know what? I'm going to shower, bitch.
You sound like you need the phone if you're hungry. That's great.
You didn't take a shower.
I don't know. Why don't you go take a shower, you son of a bitch, he says. He got me, everybody. He got me.
Oh, boy.
He got me.
You hard guy.
Goodness God. Okay. We're going to play one more here, and then we'll do a final word, and we'll kick it over to the serious Zolar appearance. Okay. This one is called Chicken Skins. Milkman, if you remember, this is the only good thing.
Oh,
that,
I love this one.
This is the only good prank call that came out of that show where we had all the Wigger rappers. The worst show in the history of the Madhouse.
Yeah,
this one here.
I remember the chicken skins. I remember this one.
It was a horrible show, except for this right here, everybody.
The following is an exclusive of ECU Radio and MadhouseLive.com.
Yo, what up? Hey, look, I like your chicken, right? But I just like skin. Do you have any of that skin just laying around? Just the skin. The skin and the fat. The skin, just the chicken skins. That's all I want is the skins.
I can't understand. What
this was in Hawaii,
saying.
Wasn't it?
You know the skin of the chicken?
Yeah, California.
Uh-huh.
I just want that. I don't want any meat. I just want the
okay.
fat and the skin and the gristle.
Some mac and cheese.
Yeah, and can you put it between two biscuits for me?
You just want the skin?
Just the skins of the chicken, yeah. The skins and the fat. And put it in between some of those biscuits. And we'll be good to go. You have any cheese?
Oh my God! Give me a second.
Hurry up.
That's your ice.
Yes, it does.
Go ahead.
Hi. He knows how to eat.
I like my man. Just eat chicken skin.
Skin too. Oh
my God! We're being
done.
I had
no idea.
We'll see.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Look, I want to come in for some food, but all I want is the skins. Just the chicken skins.
Just the chicken skins?
Just the chicken skins and some biscuits.
I'm going to tell you willing to, I'm going to tell you willing to pay for the chicken skins.
Well, what can we talk here?
It depends what pieces of the chicken you want.
The really fat, the fatty pieces.
The fat?
Yeah, the ass of the chicken.
How many pieces of fat would you like for it?
As much as you can spare.
Huh?
As much as you can spare. And are you tossing up?
Oh, no, that's not fair. I can't spare shit.
Well, no, I know, but what you got available, don't talk shit. Don't say the shit word, please.
Why not? You're saying it too.
I didn't say shit.
You're saying it right now?
When did I say shit?
He tricked you.
Oh!
He tricked you! You tricked him.
Cut the bullshit and...
Oh, shit. Now you're just talking shit, bitch.
Look,
I'm hungry, man. I just need to talk food. That's it. That's all I'm thinking about.
Let's talk food business.
All right.
Okay,
so.
I got about 20 pieces of fat.
20 pieces of chicken fat?
How much are you willing to pay per piece?
I don't know. I'll give you
how much you want to spend?
$1.
I'll give you $6 for the whole thing.
Damn, man.
Well, $8.
You want that shit fat or
fucking naked? No, I want it. I don't know. Just naked. Whatever, man. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
naked.
Like you're trying to do me.
It's a trick.
He's
trying to trick you again.
Yeah, hey, do you know how much food you could buy in Mexico with $8?
You went too far, man. I was just playing with you. You said something about Mexico.
You don't talk about Mexico.
Okay, that's that. So there we are, everybody.
That was a good one.
He called somebody here.
Yeah, it's been a great show. Again, thank you, Milkman. Thank you, Clone Homegrown. Here's a song I was looking for. This is awesome. I've been waiting for this like for a month now. This is a cool song. Yes, it is. Okay, well, Milkman, like I said, have a good night. Clone Homegrown, have a good night.
Hey now,
everybody. I just want to come
thank
to
you,
this song.
Thank you. We love you.
All right, and what else can I say except for be sure to listen tomorrow. For nothing, I guess maybe Jupe will do a show. Someone will do a show tomorrow, maybe. And we'll have KDK's Lunatic Fringe at 10 p.m. Eastern. Sunday, perhaps, Sean Ward show in the evening as well. Monday nights, Dr. Lego probably will do a show with High Pitch Eric from the Howard Stern Show. That'd be cool. Perhaps that'll be happening. And Tuesday nights, maybe someone will do a show. I don't know. And Wednesday nights, KDK will do a show. Is Psycho Babble, and we'll catch you here next Thursday for more Madhouse Radio. Be sure to visit madhouselive.com, and also be sure to subscribe to the podcast.
Madhouselive.com,
and be sure to visit clonehomegrown.com and milkman.com. All right.
That's right. Everybody stay tuned for this special release of Zolar's Roundtable Turbulent
right.
Session tonight. Right. Coming up next, exclusive right here on MadhouseLiveBCU.com.
Okay. All right, brothers. We'll catch you next week. Thank you, man.
Peace out, y'all.
Bye,
y'all.
Who the fuck is this dude? Black, who the fuck is this dude?
I don't know.
Who the fuck is this dude?
I don't know.
Really. I just gave it to her today.
It
didn't
interrupt
me.
Oh,
what the fuck are you doing? Man, I can't get on the street, dude. We're going to try to beat your butt, buddy.
I'm going to...
Brett, man. Who the fuck is this?
Oh, God.
Hey, you're gay, man.
Herbert.
You let y'all know who you is, boy.
Who the fuck is this? You fucking Herbert.
I
got your dirty laundry. I got your dirty laundry over here.
Dude, who is it?
Hold on,
Black.
On my face.
I want to ask you what I'm saying. Yeah,
I don't want nobody else in my house. I'm fucked up on one person right here, and that's fucked up for the rest.
Can you stay in your car?
You like listening to me on the phone?
Yeah.
Calling me from block number.
That ain't no block number.
What you need to do is hang up. I'm not gonna.
Look, hey, I heard your whole conversation. Don't make me call the police.
What kind of police is?
Yeah, you know what's up. Yeah, it's not you.
I'm fine. Where do I live at?
I'm gonna blackmail you.
Oh, I'm so scared.
Oh,
God, turkey your ass motherfucker. What's your problem now?
Jive turkey, you bitch.
You didn't hear, boy.
You jive turkey motherfucker.
Who you speaking to, son? What's your name?
Man, you just show me a place, dude. I'm about to go whoop some motherfucker's ass because I don't even know who the fuck you're talking about.
How much you going to charge you, guys? Pick somebody up over here to the taxi cab.
Man, this ain't no motherfucking taxi cab. I'm trying to fucking pick somebody up. I'm whooping goddamn ass.
I kicked their ass, you son of a bitch. You and your goddamn mother.
What?
Your mother.
You motherfucking nigger. How you like that, you piece of shit?
I'm not a fucking nigger, you son of a bitch.
You nigger motherfucker.
How you nigger, man?
What? Man, I'm a motherfucking fish of private goddamn phone. This is a white man that don't want to hear from no goddamn niggers calling me in the fucking middle of the night.
Listen, boy.
What you call, boy? I'll show you a boy with a 12-gauge shotgun, motherfucker.
Listen, Cracker.
You have three letters.
Listen here, Cracker.
You call that. I'll show you some fucking three-letter, motherfucker.
I'll see you here. Are you Michael Frazier?
Man, this ain't Michael Frazier, man. This motherfucker white man.
Y'all need to give it up. We don't give a fuck what y'all think is want. The life is mine.
And which hotel was that?
Look, let me just ask you real quick. First of all,
I can't talk on this phone line. If you give me the room number and the last name, I can call you.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
You fuck you, you stupid bitch.
Please enter your name.
Mahalo.
Aloha.
Aloha. Mahalo. How you guys doing, man? I'm coming. I'm staying in Honolulu. I'm from out of town, from the United States. You know what I'm saying?
Hello?
And I like chicken. You on Tahiti Street?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Can you bring me some chicken?
Oh, I cannot bring you a chicken. We don't have our delivery.
What the fuck? A to the K, yo. A to the KFC.
I know, but we don't have delivery.
Can you dip a wing in your pocket and run it up to me?
Yeah, but I'm only one over here. I cannot drop a chicken on you.
We would give you a couple hundred dollars, though.
Even though, guys.
Wow.
Are you ready?
I wish I was the governor.
Just pretend I'm shitting on you, okay? No problem.
Right.
Okay, I'm gonna go. Yeah. Oh, I gotta go.
Please do wash your hands.
Yeah.
Some kind of license have where you have to do this stuff. So this is a very interesting radio you have. Very interesting radio thing if you have that, you know, because like that's it just shows me that you have like nothing going.
No, I got plenty. This is what we do, man. I do this all the time. I get lots of.
This is what you do, like talk stupid.
Yeah.
Really, huh? People actually listen to this shit.
Everybody loves this shit, man.
Oh, they ain't, not everybody, because anybody with a half a brain that I know don't listen.
Well, anybody with half a brain would listen to this show instead of eating your shitty-ass pizza.
How old are you?
13.
Yeah, fucking right. You sound like you're fucking 18 or 19.
I'm 13, I said.
Yeah, right.
Yes, I was born 13 years ago last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm hanging up, and you better not call.
Okay, do you have stripes in your underwear?
Do I have what?
Stripes in your underwear.
You are a sick fuck.
Come on, let me talk to your sister, man. Be a pal.
No!
Have you ever seen your sister naked?
No!
You are listening to a replay of Madhouse Radio.
Well, I think you should fucking hang up, or I'm going to find out who you are and punch your fucking face in. How's that?
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.